You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This episode of Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude? Is brought to you by Loot Crate. With Loot Crate, you get collectibles, apparel, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises delivered right to your door every single month. We're talking a new t-shirt in every crate, figures, comics, and stuff for your kitchen. A wide range of exclusive items you can't get anywhere else from fan favorite franchises like Harry Potter, Marvel Comics, Fallout 4, Star Wars, and so much more. Who doesn't love Star Wars? And you can get all of this for less than $20 a month. Loot Crate, come geek out with us. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 68 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Make sure to head to www.lootcrate.com/dude. That's www.lootcrate/dude, D-U-D-E, and enter code DUDE, D-U-D-E, DUDE, to save $3 on any new subscription. Now, Loot Crate has packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. That rolls off your tongue. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. So once again, make sure to head over to lootcrate.com/dude. Enter code DUDE to save $3 on any new subscription.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
Yo, Depot. Oh. Cut that shit off. I know this is supposed to be YKDWE, whatever the fuck it is.
You are now
this is a Paige Phillips takeover. Let's get it.
More importantly, bitches ain't shit.
Mandingo.
I've been reading bitches my whole life. That's my job. That's why I fuck.
If you haven't problems, this shit is real. Y'all think Nino knows what the fuck he's doing?
There's no real girl code. It's what I call bitch politics.
You know what women want most of all?
More.
More.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever it is they want.
More. It's time to join the movement. GYPB. Get your balls back.
They don't understand. I'm giving you the best of me so that I can fuck you. But yeah, once that's over, the contract is over.
Right? Wrong. Everything your mama said, wrong. Fuck that bitch, too.
But this is some stuff I pulled out of the Bible. Now, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't.
And then the Lord said,
2:11-15, let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness.
Shut your mouth!
Oh, shit. It's about to go down. GYBB, get your balls back. BABB, be a better bitch. WWDD, what would Dante do? And this is a Beige Phillip takeover. And I am excited! Nice. It's about to go down. Nice. We got new rules. Keep the music playing. We gotta pump it up. I can't do it like corny ass white boy Bobby. I gotta keep shit pumping.
Well, he's so loud we can barely hear.
That's all right. We'll turn your shit down in a minute. Shut up, Harry. Yeah. First of all, my lovely Lauren, how are you here today? You here today? You feeling good, baby?
I'm here, baby.
It's good to see you. Get nice and close. I like that. Depo, you good?
I'm good, baby. How you doing?
That's what I'm talking about. Where's Scopo and his big ass? I got to say hello. Scopo, you here?
Hey, there he is.
Guess what? Today, I'm not going to shit on none of y'all. How about that? It's going to be crazy.
Day off for everybody.
And second of all, fuck this bomb dana. No bomb dana. Mara, how are you, sweetie?
I'm fantastic.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
Showered up and everything?
Well, that's too far.
All right, sorry. My bad. My bad. And Harry, you ready to do this?
I'm good. Been putting my feet up on things in this motherfucker.
It's getting crazy.
I might take a guitar as a souvenir.
I feel like the energy is different. I just feel like it's just more more supportive. You know what I mean?
Well, there's twice as many people here, so that might be it.
Well, no, it's not twice as many people.
It's not. I got one extra person here.
It's only
never
it's
heard
one.
The show before.
And I'm going to say something. I'm going to ask all of you to talk over each other so it feels like YKWD. All right? Andre, you good?
I'm good, man.
You read a book today or something?
No, I refuse to do that.
All right, you're retarded.
Fuck, I changed my life as it is. No.
I'm trying to tell you. I am excited. We have a special guest, Beige Phillip, aficionado. Give it up for Pete Lee, y'all. Give it up for Pete Lee.
Thank you for having me here.
It's awesome. Have you done Bobby's show before?
I've never done a show, but this, I mean, look at that mural of Bobby's head.
It's awesome.
This is like if Bobby was like Saddam Hussein or something like that.
He's just overlooking us.
Just see the gold statue we had to tear down to get in here.
Yeah. What is he going? There's too many black guys in this fucking studio already.
And it's only two.
And it's That's only two of them. Too many.
Too many. Should we read the sign out front?
we have no bomb Dana today.
No.
It's just I feel
alone. Don't mean we're gonna bomb.
No, it's,
ain't no bombing.
Ain't no bombing. But
that's we got
Deepu. How are you, dude? And with all the work and energy that you put in to put this show together, how are you doing that most of all?
I'm doing all right, man. You saw how I did the very makeshift, the remix?
That's fine. Yeah. As long as we got the music in, we got lovely. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah,
Scopo,
baby.
How are you today?
I'm good, Dante.
You look
how you doing?
Well. You look well. It's good to see you. How's your acting doing? Good?
Good, yeah.
I can tell. I was so moved by the last time I was here and you did your acting. I was impressed. I just want to say that.
Thank
very
you.
Supportive.
You got me on Blacklist?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to make some call
Jay Spade.
Call my boy Jay Spade up. And holler at him. Maybe we can get you a couple of reoccurring.
And if you can't do that, give it a ring. Give it a ring to 50. Get him on Power.
Get him on Power. We can do that too.
Call up Pete Holmes. Call up Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes and do HBO?
Yeah.
What else could I do?
Maybe I'll just.
Channing Tatum's got a new movie out. Maybe I can get you to fight him. How about that?
That would be great. Yeah.
We're going to get everybody work here today.
My new agent.
Yeah, we're going to. If anybody want anything, just come see me.
Okay. Remember you said that.
Huh? Except for you, Andre.
Oh, okay, great.
Shut up and get everybody water.
I need some rings. Can I get some rings?
You got rings? I got rings. You know
you
I got rings.
You got me the watch. I appreciate that.
But. Well, you're looking kind of. Yeah. I see how your swagger is different when you wear that watch.
Absolutely. I feel naked without it.
Now, here's the thing. Bobby's out in Aruba. Shout out to Bobby. I love him to death. We're teasing him. But he wanted me to come in and host and kind of do YKWD. I said it right this time.
Yeah.
That's because I read it off the wall.
You know white dudes. That's what it stands for.
But we're gonna do the Beige Phillip relationship show. In place of YKWD, I know that you guys are used to a specific direction that you go in. Mm. You usually have a format and a lot of production, but we're gonna let Pete Lee is a good friend of the show, and we're gonna talk about some bitches and hoes and
yes.
fucking.
Yes.
Yeah, see,
so
Lauren,
excited.
That's my girl. Don't get jealous, Mara. There's enough of me for both of you. So, Pete, what's going on, bro? How you been?
Well, I just want to say. I'm excited to meet Lauren because Facebook has been like suggesting you as a friend, but your profile picture was so good looking that I was like, that's not a real person. That's like a bot. She's totally a bot. And now that I met you, I'm like, she's a real person.
Wow.
We're going to be friends.
We're such good friends.
See how supportive it is?
It's just, very nice vibe in
it's
here.
Just a different vibe. I don't know.
Why is it bothering
different?
Me?
Huh?
I know I'm supposed to be in
you're
on
not
the support,
human.
But
we
something
don't
about
you,
it
though.
Is bothering. Oh, so that's the only, okay, consistency.
So here's let me give you the background of the Beige Phillip Show. The Beige Phillip Show was originally the Black Phillip Show that I did with Patrice on Opie and Anthony, and we just wanted guys to learn how to manage their bitch, basically. And we have a few principles. I mean, I actually was a pimp for 7 years, and I was a male stripper for 12 years. And some of you looking at on camera going, how could that be? Well, it was 60 or 70 pounds ago. And when I look out at the Twitter feed, a lot of you motherfuckers don't look that great either. So fuck you. But, before you start judging me, you bastards. So, but and so there's a few basic fundamental principles. Pete, I would like you to tell how we kind of became... like you became a disciple of the
It was Bobby Kelly actually had a role in it. We were down doing the Live from the Table podcast, and then I was talking about
which is also on the Riotcast Network.
Which is also we're cross pollinating, cross promoting, and we were on that show, and then I think Dan Natterman was like. Yeah. Dante, come over here. Yeah. Pete Lee needs some help with his relationship.
That's a pretty good Natterman, actually.
Vlasic Pickles. and you came...
Need some bitch management help. Immediately, stat. Great, I love Dan Natterman.
Yeah. His girlfriend, she's the bee's knees, but he doesn't know how to manage her. So you came and sat down, and you, and then Bobby came and sat down, too, and then you guys tag-teamed and gave me advice... And basically told me that I shouldn't be doing anything that
anything
I'm doing.
That you're doing. Everything that you're doing is wrong. Exactly.
For most of you guys, everything you're doing is wrong.
Well, it's true because everything is so counterproductive to what you should be doing. Hmm. Because we're taught, you know, mostly we're taught by what women and feminists say that we should be doing, which is exactly, like, always remember this. A woman doesn't know what she wants. Her pussy does. which just basically means it's a, what she wants is a visceral feeling. It's a feeling. It's not what she says. She'll be like, I want a guy who's a doctor and he has a PhD and I want this. And then she rides off with the guy with the scruffy beard on the motorcycle.
Right.
Big dick. So, there's basic principles and stuff that we follow. And you were having some problems with your girl because Pete Lee. If you don't know Pete is like the nicest guy on the planet.
Yeah,
like really.
He's a sweetheart.
There's not too many dudes nicer than Pete.
Yeah, like I'm not a gentleman. I'm a gentleman.
which is funny because Pete's a badass too. Pete's got a black belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah, and I kickboxed and I was a professional water skier when I was a kid. I was a professional skateboarder. I'm a daredevil and like I'm not afraid of physical pain, but
just
like emotional pain.
And
I'm also a sucker for women. You know, I was raised by a single mom. I was always trying to help her out, and
we didn't talk about that. I didn't know you were raised by a single mom.
Yeah, that's come up recently in therapy. I mean, I always knew that I was raised by a single mom. I didn't just find it out in therapy. But my therapist was because I was going through problems with my chick, and my therapist was like, "I think you're trying to fix your mom by trying to help her and doing all this stuff." But she's like, "As soon as you stop trying to fix her, she's gonna want to try to fuck you again." Not my mom, my girlfriend.
Okay,
that's a weird relationship.
Yeah.
I'm glad you cleared that up. I'm Jesus, Pete's fucking his mom. He's a freak.
That didn't come up in therapy at all for some reason.
Yeah, Pete Lee's such a nice guy. He fucks his mom.
Yeah, it's the one drawback about Pete. But gently. You do it gently. It's not violent.
Very gently.
Very romantic.
Yeah,
bubble bath first. He wipes it down. Anyway.
Yeah.
I asked Pete, like, what is the worst thing you've ever done? And his response was, one time somebody picked a fight with him at the bar and he fucked them up. And had to call an ambulance for the guy he fucked up.
I used his cell phone to call 911.
So you feel like you used his data minutes. That was the worst thing that Pete ever did.
And Pete's a good dude. And Pete's girl's out of her fucking mind. That's what's interesting. Another thing I always say is that women's logic is based on women's logic and women's truth is based on their emotional state at the time when they're talking. So as their mood changes, their reality changes. And what's funny is you get guys who really have a problem with that because a lot of times guys are trying to treat a woman like you would treat a best friend. Like, so it logically, well, I said this and she said that, and she agreed to it. And you're like, but she's
doesn't
not doing
sense.
Anything that she said she's agreed to, which comes to another rule, which is women have integrity amnesia.
Yeah.
Anything they agree to on the front end has nothing to do with on the back end because their emotional state changes and their whole physical or factual state of how they perceive things changes. And we as men are supposed to understand these things so that we can manage them. So, Chris, you look baffled. I don't know all
no,
you.
No,
what it
or is?
Is
that
I'm
you're always?
I'm trying to make sure everything's running properly.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm texting him. I'm making sure I'm going on the phone. So
Deepu's actually been on the show, been on my show as well. We trying to get him laid, but he won't.
Well, I got laid since then. So,
yes, you did. You did call me and tell me that, which is a great thing. That every time somebody gets some pussy, they call me up. They're like, yo, I'm fucking. I'm like, awesome. I wish I could do like a virtual thumbs up, but I don't do emojis because emojis are for fags.
I had to stop. Dante told me to stop calling him. He's like, hey, you don't have to call every time.
Wink, wink, yeah. Wink.
At least wait until you're out of the room, too. You don't have to make that phone call.
No emojis. So it what's interesting is Pete was having a really rough time, yes?
Yeah, I was having a really tough time.
And you came on the show, and I don't remember.
Well, Pete also had a marriage, not just this relationship. He had a
Can you talk about that, Pete, now? Is that still in litigation?
Yeah, I still can't talk. It's the marriage is over, and he's trying to help people.
You're going to get stitches. Oh, wow. And then you're going to use my cell phone to call the ambulance, which I don't appreciate.
But yeah, I mean, I can say that I was married and I wasn't married, but I still can't talk about on a microphone why. Like, that's like forever. I can't talk about the stuff that she.
What's interesting about that is I can.
Yeah.
So she cheated on him.
Yeah.
And she.
I mean,
what? She was a drunken party girl who cheated on him and didn't appreciate what a nice guy he was. And so there's a lot of guys out there who are.
I was married to Pete Lee.
Yeah, but you'd still be fucking him.
You're tame comparatively.
Yeah, you don't know Mara. Yeah.
These are daytime hours. Yeah. It's like a vampire.
It's the wolf in sheep's clothing. Yeah. So it's what's interesting is that, and here's a funny thing. A lot of times I'll be on Bobby's show and I'll be looking at Lauren, and Lauren will be giving me. She'll be like, "Yeah, that's." She goes, "Yeah," and Bobby goes, Dude.
Don't fuck my Lauren, dude.
Don't fuck my Lauren. She's fucking fuck you. You like him? So whatever. So, but what's weird is that Lauren has kind of that she likes a dude.
Yeah, like a man.
Man.
She lights up. Like, when she looks over here, there's one face, and then she looks at you, and she's glowing like Iron Man's heart. You know, like, she loves you.
And I love you too, Lauren.
Oh, I love you so much.
We're going to wrap this show up a little earlier than usual, guys.
Yeah, I can smell you from here, Lauren. So, like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Pass me the lotion.
It just got creepy. I'm not going to lie. Dante's going to eat Lauren.
That could happen. But it's funny because a lot of stuff is so counterintuitive to what you learned, and that's what happens a lot of times when people have single mothers. Their mother, you know, they're trying to teach you how they feel about it.
Yeah.
So you should be polite. You should be a gentleman. I agree with all of those things. All of those things I think are important, but you have to put your happiness first. Because if you don't put, because there's a reason why a man has to put his happiness first. Because as a man, your credibility and your ability to take care of your woman is attached to your manhood. So you can't be a man, a credible man, who has a girlfriend or has a wife that's unhappy.
Yeah.
So her happiness is encompassed in your happiness. So if you put your happiness first, you need to be a guy who does the things that he likes to do, whether it's martial arts or whatever you want to do, or whatever, comedy or whatever. But part of that is you being man enough to keep your woman happy.
Yeah.
So that you can feel good about being a man. And if you fail on any of those points, then you don't feel like a man. So you have to put your happiness first. Whereas a woman, her happiness is based on how she feels at the time. So she'll be happy and nobody else will be happy.
Yeah. But also, like, I guess I was in a position a few months ago where, like I was trying to make her happy, trying, and, like, nothing I could do would make her happy because that's not how it works. So I was really unhappy, and then she was super unhappy, which makes everybody unhappy.
Right.
And then I moved out.
Did move out.
Okay. Yeah, I'll update you. I moved. She was like, we should move in together.
Right.
And so we moved in, but I moved into her apartment, and that's, like, mistake number one.
Right.
It was just, like, stuffed animals and,
like, and loofah.
Yeah, decorative throw pillows, you know, and like that was just my stuff. But,
it didn't fit. It was a problem, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I was like,
how can I fit all this crap into her room?
Yeah, exactly. But when I first moved in, it was like a celebration. We were fucking all the time. It was like so great. And like we were, you know, cohabitating. And then like as the months went on, it was just the sex went down, the happiness went down. And then finally we got into a big fight Memorial Day weekend. Mm. And I like moved out. I like, it was real dramatic. And I was like, fuck you, I'm moving out. And then
that voice?
Yeah, with that voice, I was like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm really serious about it. then I moved out, and I started looking for... I stayed with a friend out in Bed-Stuy, and then I started looking for a place. A week later, I got a place, and then I've been moving into that place over the course of time. But, like, ever since I moved out, like, her and I were... We were broken up for a little while, and then we got back together, and... But ever since we've, like, not been living together and been...
Right. It's better.
Yeah, it's... She's having sex with me constantly.
Right.
Like, she respects me. Like I have boundaries. I'm setting boundaries.
Right.
Sorry, not to interrupt, but do you think it's because he took a stand?
Well, it's simple. It's the fact that, you know, a man's manhood is attached to his ability to provide. And so if he moves in with his girl in her place, then he's not providing. He's living off of her. So as much as that was a great idea when she initially invited you, it's not a great idea because in her mind there's something very visceral about it. It's like, he's living off my shit, he's drinking. And even if you're splitting the rent, it's her place. And so she has dominion over that place. And so she feels as though that she's in control. So it's great to have you here because, you know, if you're a good guy and you're connected to your woman, she wants you around. And the fact that you're around more is a great feeling. So then that, all that fucking comes. And then all of a sudden when she's sitting back, and what I say is when she's laying on the bed and the ceiling, the shadow of the ceiling fan is crossing your face, she's going, this motherfucker's in my fucking house. Piece of shit, bum ass motherfucker. He don't have a place to stay, which is interesting because you had, I think you said that your old place was, there was like gangs and shit and gangs. It was a gangs or roaches or both?
It was gangs.
Gangs were roaches.
Yeah, there were gangs in the building. Like, it was a bad building in this one neighborhood.
Right.
You know, and
where was it?
Sunnyside, but it was the corner of...
that's where I was born.
Really?
Nice. Yep. Sunnyside, yeah. Queens.
It was the corner of 47.
Most old credibility.
Yeah.
It's not that tough as Harry from there.
No. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, we got a scrap now to prove in front of other people?
You said
we got
scrap.
We're guests here.
1970.
He said scrap. You want a scrap? Anyway, thanks for interrupting, Pete.
It's the room. I apologize.
Yes, it's feeling like YKWD again.
Yeah, this is good.
Hold on, shut up, stupid. Oh, there. Thanks, now it feels right.
I like the tension.
Sorry,
but yeah, it was a bad building, and then so I moved out of that. I moved in with her, and so the thing I've been getting shit about, like Chris Italia and like the guys at the stand have been giving me shit because I looked all around the city. I mean, I was looking in Brooklyn, I was looking in Manhattan. I found a great deal on a studio apartment that was like newly finished granite countertops, one of those sink heads that comes off.
Right.
But it's two blocks away from Emily's apartment.
Oh. Aww.
And
Chris and them gave you a hard time.
They're giving me a hard time.
Did he talk about his round shoulders and round back? Did he say anything about that before he gave anybody shit? But Chris looks like a mailbox with a sweater on it. Love you, Chris. We're going to go to the movies in August.
Are we seeing Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Yeah, we see that.
All right. Chris is one of those guys, like, he's my manager, he's my friend, but, like, you could say anything to him, and he's one of those, like, guys that's, like, not impressed. Like, yeah, Derek Jeter just got 3,000 hits. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, because he's done so much with his life. So, he's just shit on Chris Day. But here's what's interesting about that is, like, I think, I don't know exactly what I said, but I think there were situations where she was pushing you. I think we went out to eat. We went out to eat or something, and she was calling you and texting you. Oh, no, you had a fight. Yes?
Yeah.
Remind me of...
We had a fight earlier that night.
And what was the fight about?
Oh, God. It was probably something dumb. I honestly,
dumb.
I don't even remember what that fight was about, but it was totally about, like, something that was related to her, like, not feeling loved or whatever, and then she picked a fight about some dumb shit, and then I just, like, left the house that night.
Right.
When we were still living together.
Now, did we speak before. We had spoke before then. Yes,
we had spoke before that.
We had spoke, and you kind of left the house, and then we hooked up. So what? So let me just give the background for the listeners or whatever. What happens is that your woman is that there's a, I have a saying, and I say a woman gives you shit to make sure you are the shit. Meaning that a woman is we always want peace, and so a lot of times we just want to. We want to give in because we want peace and quiet. But the reality is that we have to maintain our masculinity in the relationship. Otherwise, she doesn't find us attractive anymore. So yeah. The fact that we shy away from the when she starts the argument, we just go, okay, whatever. You need to have the argument because what she's really doing, the fact that she's giving you shit or giving you a hard time, she's really saying, I see you as a viable mate choice. Mm-hmm. Now prove to me that you're worthy of being this mate choice. Meaning, prove to me that you can keep me safe. So I'm creating this havoc in this scenario so that you can put a stop to it.
And this is subconscious, by the way.
Oh, it's absolutely not, subconscious.
It's not that this is like their intention when they get up in the morning, let me fuck with this guy to make sure he's strong
enough. It's not malicious at all. It's just
instinct.
It's instinctual. Now, it's funny because I've been doing a lot of reading and a lot of because you know the lectures on evolutionary psychology and evolutionary sociology, and what happens is a woman finds a man attractive based on the fact that he can keep her safe at her most vulnerable point in her life. And when is that? Is when she's with child, when a woman is pregnant. Now, she may not have a child, she may not even have an intention on having a child, but that is the criteria from which he finds this guy attractive. So every guy, when you're out in the club and you're meeting a girl on the street or whatever, that is the criteria that she's going, is this guy, can I get this guy some pussy? Basically. Because and the reason why she wants to give you some pussy is because our life as a time element is finite. Mm-hmm. But our genes want us to be immortal. So how do we become immortal? By passing the genes on to the next generation. That's the immortality of it. And that's why the whole evolutionary process happens. And so that is built into us. And I'm not saying that there's the social contract, which is monogamy and living together and marriage and all these things. But we still have these animal instincts that are underneath, that are seeping through what we consider the social contract, living together in monogamy and social, so on and so forth. And that's not recognizing that that's present is what we end up fucking up. So we go, you go, well, I'm going to just be nice. This is what she wants, so I'm going to give her what she wants. And as a man, you have to be man enough to give her what she needs, not what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to anticipate what her needs are before she even anticipates what those needs. And you can do that because women are always fucking yapping. They're always talking, so they're telling you, giving you information. There's only two reasons why people talk. People talk to give information or to get information.
Yeah.
Even when they don't...
Women are always yapping?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
I never talk. Lauren, do you talk a lot?
I don't know.
Good girl.
Not here, but if you'd listen to yourselves backwards, you're yapping. You're yapping and you don't realize you're yapping.
Talk? When you're fucking, when you're emotional, when you're going through your breakup, you were fucking yapping all the time.
Yeah. Women start squealing like they're being, you know, detained by the police.
Mara's a little different because she's broken.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I'm going through a divorce. So.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I've been through three myself.
Wow, we got to get into that. I heard that, and I went, what happened? I mean, I thought it was kind of good. Going good. No?
No.
Congratulations.
We can all leave, guys. Really,
what'd you tell him? You don't have enough rings.
No. It was a long time coming, so.
Really?
Yeah, I just never spoke about it.
Awesome. It was in the shitter when I met you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel.
But it's all good.
I know it
back
is.
Back at it.
I'm so happy. I mean, sorry to hear that. But so I want to get into that.
Yeah.
Can we get into that?
Yeah.
So I think I said to Pete that you have. I was trying to explain to you. you were like, but I don't want to do this, and I don't want, you know, I feel guilty.
You don't
want to
be the bad guy.
Right, he doesn't want, you know, because he just wants to give her, you know, he wants to make her happy. But she's, but when you do everything to make her happy, she's not happy anyway.
Yeah.
It's, and then you look like you're weak, so now she's unhappy with you because you're not strong enough to be man enough to put her in a place, in her place in the first place.
In a way, it is sort of like, we don't equate it as a thing because it sounds wrong, but it's kind of like being a parent in that you're not supposed to just...
I do
equate it to children and also raising dogs, I believe, with
puppies.
The other, yeah,
yeah,
the analogy. But you can't just let your child do whatever they want to make them happy. Because,
right, you can't just leave your puppy and let him shit all over the place and shit all over.
That's what he wants to do. Let
that's
him be
what
happy.
He wants, then yeah, just, right. Let's make him happy. Let him shit all over the fucking couch.
It's crazy because lately I've been like every time I get to one of those crossroads where I could either be the nice guy or do what I need to do, I have to stop myself and make a conscious decision to do what I need to do.
Do you hear my voice? Do you hear my voice?
Yeah, I seriously do. And I do it, and then it's almost like I just hit the detonator on a bomb, and I'm like going like this, and then all of a sudden it doesn't go
it
off.
It never goes off.
Because she, and the whole rest of the day is better because she respects me.
Right.
Right now I'm in, I want to ask your advice. This is the dumbest thing in the world, but so I'm putting together my new apartment.
Right.
And she has like barely been over there so far. Like I've gone to her place, but then gone to my place to sleep and, you know, whatever. And she hasn't really been over.
How long has it been that you had your place?
About 3 weeks that I've had it.
Really
and
fresh.
So
okay.
I've just been, you know, like getting the IKEA furniture together and all that kind of stuff. And but she, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to hang my bike right there. And she was like, you can't put your bike in the kitchen. And I was like, but that's the only, it's a studio apartment. Like, that's the only place it's going to go.
The whole place is the kitchen.
The whole place is the kitchen.
Right, right.
Well, I have like a little hallway that goes to a kitchen, but like, there's a spot for it right there, and that's where I want to put my bike.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you got to put your bike in the living room. I was like, I don't want my dirty New York City bike in the living room. She's like, well, you don't want your dirty New York City bike in the kitchen. And I was like, well, I'm not cooking on it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But she's like hellbent that I won't put my bike in my kitchen.
And what did you do?
I am going to go get my bike today. She's at work. She's working on Orange is the New Black. And that was a total credit drop. But I admit that. But she's working all day until like midnight. And I'm going to go get my bike and I'm going to hang it in the kitchen.
Right.
But like I am a little bit afraid that from now until whenever she's in my apartment, I'm going to catch shit about that bike in the kitchen.
Well,
it's your place.
Exactly.
You're like, it's my place. I'm putting my shit where I want to put it.
Right.
That's what I would do. Maybe that's why not in a
relationship. That's why the fuck I moved. No, I mean, that's why you should be in a relationship, because here's the thing, to even have that discussion is absurd.
Really? All right.
To continue having it.
Yeah. Just, like,
She mentioned it.
This is my fucking bike. This is my apartment. I moved out of your place because I couldn't stand living with you. Now I'm putting it where the fuck I want to put it.
That's what we call doubling down, Pete.
A lot of people are probably wondering, are relationships doomed kind of if you move out of a place, if you move out away from each other?
I think in Pete's case, I think Pete has to learn how to manage control over the relationship before. And I think moving in the place living with her was just too much. She was coming at him. She was coming at him hard body.
So it was like he got called up to the majors. It was too soon.
He's
got to go back down to the minors.
Right. He's got to
get his batting stance back.
The fact that this, like, you think that these things are little, like the bike in the kitchen, but they're not little. This is subconsciously, as this is her way of gaining control over the relationship to test you to see what you're gonna do. And when you really, what's funny is that I tend to
so
be.
So that's all it is a test.
It's a test.
Because I was wondering
why does she give a fuck where your bike is?
Yeah, I mean, so if I put this bike up in the kitchen, or when I put this bike up in the kitchen, and she comes over, she can bitch, but is that gonna be a constant symbol of me doing whatever the fuck I want to do?
No, it's your apartment. You should be able to do whatever you want.
Not only that, but you shouldn't have this discussion. If she's going to continue to have discussion, see, I mean, I get that because I go, look, get the fuck out my house. You don't like my bike? My bike is? Get the fuck out my house.
Literally, he's not being figurative.
He will literally say,
get the fuck out of my house.
And that seems harsh. I know that seems harsh, but is it really harsh in the context of I'm paying this rent? First of all, I I tried to live with your horseshit place, right? You drove me fucking crazy until I had to move out. We had this huge relationship. We just kind of, by the skin of our teeth, are still together. I move into my own place, and now you want to control my... You controlled your space to the point where I ran out. Now I'm in my space. You want to control my space now.
Yeah.
What she's ultimately, she's saying... I'm willing to risk breaking up this relationship again for your where you put your bike. Now, when you think of it in terms of that, get the fuck out my house. Like, that's what your response should be, because how the audacity, like, are you paying my rent? Did you buy my bike? And even if you did, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do, because why create this conflict in a situation when relationships are hard enough over my bike in my place that I'm paying the rent? Like, it's insane, the insanity. And the fact that she's willing to risk that, knowing everything that you've gone through, is pretty ballsy. It's really like, fuck you and fuck your happiness, because I want this.
Wow.
Yeah. You're bitching about the rowboat that you're in to get away from the fucking Titanic that you were just on with her, and she's complaining, oh, it's not big enough. Like, she's going, taking the battle and continuing it onto the next level.
It's not just the bike. It's not about a bike. This is about respect and control over you and you doing what the fuck she wants to do. And what's interesting is, after we had talked and I said, listen, you have to create, like, we were out eating and she was texting.
Yeah.
And you were nervous.
I got scared. Yeah. Right. I was like, oh God, she's mad.
I was like, who gives a fuck? Let's have some more scotch. Right. Yeah. And then you went, and I go, when you go home, do not engage this.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there's no reason for you to engage this. You had a fight. You went out. Well, where were you? I was where the fuck I was at. If you were nicer, I would have been here. Because really, deep down, all you want to do is spend time with your chick anyway. You don't want to hang out with me. I mean, Lauren does. But I mean, you have to look at fundamentally what it is. What the dynamic of what it is. This is you moved away. I mean, realistically, you guys could have broken up because of, you know, leaving the apartment.
Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of conversations after that. I mean, I think that she's somebody that needs a lot of space, and I'm somebody that can be like a little bit clingy, we'll say, you know. And so when I moved out, she kind of actually like had like a sigh of relief, like, okay, now I have my space back.
I think the problem is just that you're too worried about her.
Yeah.
Like, you like her more than she likes herself.
Oh, shit.
She don't really like herself. And
that was
deep. You're catering to every whim.
Is that
because
how you respond to your therapist when he brought up the mother thing?
Oh, shit. Nigga, dang. Say that again. How much you say this shit costs?
Like, say that again?
Say that again.
I get tipped for that. I would be a therapist who gets tips. Like, yo, I got to give you another 20 for that. That's
just dope. You want me to repeat it?
So I'm going to, all right, so when I go home, I'm going to hang my bike where I want to hang it. And if she gives me shit, I'm going to say, would you please get the fuck out of my house? Por favor.
You go,
please.
Look, I'm not discussing my bike in my apartment. Now, if you want to hang my bike in your apartment, we can do that. Or you want to hang your bike wherever the fuck you want to hang your bike in your apartment, that's fine. But don't come in my place and tell me where to hang my bike.
Wow.
It's like you can't believe. Can I say these?
You want me to write that down?
Can I just get an audio recording of you saying it, and then I'll press play?
Yeah, that's not good, because then she'll end up fucking me. That's not good. You don't want to. It doesn't work like that. It just.
She'll be like, "Can I fuck your phone? I think your phone's hot. I don't know why your phone is so assertive."
What's interesting is you can have these situations where, you know, a woman is portraying this person that she is, and she's totally not that person. Mm-hmm. Like, 100% not that person. Yeah. I could give an example, but I won't. But
It's a tough hood chick. You know, you talk to a tough hood chick, she come off all gangster.
Yo, but who the fuck are you?
And as soon as you tell her, shut up, nobody's scared of you. And she's like, okay.
Do you want me? Do y'all want me to translate that into white?
Yeah, I can translate. I'm fucking lost. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Yeah.
I tried.
You know when you meet a tough suburbs chick?
Just translate into a white girl. What is a white girl?
You know
girl
when you run into a chick at a Dairy Queen?
Doing it as a white girl.
You in Starbucks, right?
Coffee bean, but
Coffee bean, right? And you're like, hey, she's like, ugh. And you're like, oh, cut that shit out. Cut it out. And then you just talk to her. She's like, and she just turns into a sweetheart.
Oh my God, yeah.
That
good?
Break that tough exterior.
She leaves. She starts off as Mara, turns into Lauren, and it gets great.
But you know what's funny is that every time you pass those tests, she falls deeper in love with you.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like when you don't pass those tests, then you're not as, she doesn't perceive you as credible.
Yeah.
So on the surface level, like, this guy, how's this guy gonna, you know, on a cognitive level, but on a visceral level, it's like, this guy is not the mate choice that I need to move my genes to the next level. It really is a feeling on that level. I mean, if you look at animals, any animal, an animal will mate. The importance of mating is more important than survival. So you'll see salmon, you know, they go back to the place that they spawn. Mm-hmm. But they could just stay in the ocean and live a long life. But they literally kill themselves trying to spawn. Rams that butt heads, they actually take calcium from their horns, from their own bone structure, to put in the horns so that they could mate. Peacocks create these huge plumes so that they attract women, but it also makes them more likely to be prey because of these huge stupid feathers.
So it's like, but
we do that, so you know, nature tells us that those mating is much more important than actual survival. Mm-hmm. Because our lives are finite. So it's funny, and if you get a It's funny, no matter what kind of woman I've seen and whatever her indoctrination is, if she's with a strong man, she's happy. Now, I mean, there's always a degree of that. You can't call everybody a bitch. I mean, I do, but I mean, you can't. Everybody, being, I mean, you tone it down, you turn it down, and you ratchet it up. But you
being
need
strong
to be,
doesn't mean being abusive,
right? And if, in fact, being abusive is the problem. So a lot of guys who are strong and kind of guys, they become abusive because now a woman, she relinquishes the control because she feels safe. She feels safe with him, so she gives up the control. And then the guy, he takes advantage. He goes, I got this vision now. He takes advantage of it, which, so there has to be a certain level of credibility, what I call the benevolent king. You have, just because you're in charge, doesn't mean that you take advantage of what the situation, but you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'll do, like, one little thing where, like, I just, like, she'll be like, I want tacos, and I'm like, I want Indian food, and then we have Indian food, and I'm like, oh, dear, am I being abusive? Like, oh, I paid for dinner and everything, but did I abuse her?
You have nice guy syndrome, which is the same thing I had, which is you're, like, you're trying to be nice all the time. You don't want any conflict, but you're getting stepped over. So Dante always has to tell me, like, I go, yeah, I used to say, at least, is this too far? Am I going to go too far? He goes, you don't ever have to worry about being too far, because your too far is never going to be
it's
as
your
close.
Too far is being respectful, respectful mm-hmm. for yourself. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know. I can't think of somebody. Like, there's certain people who are obnoxious already. Yeah. So they're too far is already, it's too far. It becomes abusive. But you're such a nice guy. Even if you, what you should shoot for is being rude. You should try to be rude. Because
right.
your rude would be
his
like.
His rude is still New York nice.
Yeah, his rude is like, say please.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, and that's, you know, that's what's, because you're so accustomed to putting other people first that you don't really understand that's just what you should do. Like, why, you know, because if you're not putting yourself first, you're just basically saying that I don't have any value. And why shouldn't she, as a woman, go, you're right. Like, yeah. you know yourself better than I do.
Yeah.
You've been with you your whole lifetime. So if you say you ain't worth shit, I should believe you.
Yeah.
So if you believe that you're a catch, and what's interesting is the things that we as men feel are important, we give it away easily. Mm-hmm. So we respect is very important to men, and you know, not overstepping each other's boundaries and stuff like that. Because as a guy, you can get punched in the face, especially if you're in martial arts. If you talk slick to somebody, you can get punched in the face. And because that element is not there with a woman, all of a sudden there's this kind of willy-nilly, every kind of reckless thing, you know, that goes on where they don't give a fuck. It's amazing how, and I'll tell you what's interesting. I have a theory that I say that a woman never leaves a guy because he cheats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lauren, now here's why. Uh-huh. There's a reason, there's a dynamic behind it. Because when a woman, when a guy cheats on a girl, a woman internalizes it and goes, why wasn't I woman enough? Even if she's going, you fucking bastard, right, in her mind, her insecurity has been, she goes,
right,
why isn't this guy, why wasn't I woman enough?
Right.
Why wasn't I enough for him? Mm. So by a guy cheating on you, he lowers your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman always finds a guy attractive who other women find attractive. So when you see a guy and everybody's, women have a tendency to co-sign the attractiveness of other men. So you can even have a guy that's goofy looking, and everybody will be like, oh, he's hot. And then they're like, yeah, I guess he is hot.
Yeah.
So that's just the dynamic of the social dynamics of women. So when a guy cheats on a girl, he lowers her self-esteem, but he raises his value. Because if he's not a viable mate choice for other women, he's not a viable mate choice for her either. So what happens is she goes, wow, not only did I think this guy was a viable mate choice, he fucked somebody. So he really was. Like, he's proving that other women want him. So she can't leave knowing that her value is lower and his value is actually higher, because it's a loss. Yeah. Let me finish this first.
All right.
So what she will do is she'll stay with him and then abuse him.
Depends if the other girl's good looking or not.
Well, even if the girl's not good,
it's worse.
If they're not good looking,
then it's worse.
It's so much worse.
Right. Yeah. So even if she's not, if she is good looking, then you go, and you know that this girl is prettier than you, go, she's prettier than me, and I really wasn't. And he can pull better than me, which still keeps you attracted to him.
Right.
So what she does is you stay with him, and then you just abuse him.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to turn him into Pete, where you lower his value. So you piece of shit. And then he goes, because he feels guilty, he goes, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I just want to make it up. You're the best thing that ever happened. And he keeps building her self-esteem. And the minute his self-esteem, her self-esteem is higher than his value, then she dumps him.
Damn. Yep.
But if he doesn't succumb to that, if he maintains the respect for himself, she can't leave him.
Wow.
Even though he's cheated. Because her self-esteem is lower. And so the situation is, if the guy cheats, he could just go, listen, I made a mistake and I'm sorry, but we probably should just break up anyway.
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, you cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
You go, I know, but I don't really think the relationship is worth me giving you this pound of flesh that you're going to need to make you okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll go, oh, so you're going to cheat on me and leave me?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, well, yeah, I guess that's probably what's going to happen. He goes, I just don't want to, I'm not going to let you put my nuts in a ringer until you feel better about it. And she'll go, you don't love me? Got you, bitch.
Yeah.
So she goes,
wow.
She goes, you don't love me? And he goes, of course I love you, but I'm just not willing to put through this. Well, you don't want to even try? And he goes, yeah, I would want to try, but I don't think it's going to work out. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden she's going, we should.
Now she's negotiating,
right,
on the other hand.
See,
to try
I've
to
had
keep
both
the-
happen. I've been cheated on and stayed with the person and made them feel guilty for years,
right,
months, you know, and then ended up cheating on them and leaving them.
Right.
And then I've been cheated on and then broke up with me.
Right.
And then months have gone by, and I've immediately wanted to get back with them.
Right.
And pretended like it didn't even happen in my mind.
Right,
so,
because... It, yeah. Well, go ahead. You were going to say something?
No.
Oh, no.
So, I had a question.
No, yeah. You answered it.
Oh. See that? See how if you just shut the fuck up, I was already in your brain. But I already know everything you thought already.
It took you 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But he knows everything.
Sorry, is that why when you're like at the bar and you hear the girl talking about the, or like we all have that friend that's still talking about that guy that they were with? He's such an asshole, and I can't get over him. And
right.
blah, blah, blah. Is it because he was
she
a
didn't,
man?
She didn't right because he stepped away from it. With,
she didn't
with
get to
her
leave
respect,
on top,
and she didn't see because he's still a viable mate choice.
Okay.
Because he's still, women still find him attractive because he still has, you know, in her mind, she got the best of her.
Yeah.
And she can't get over it. So even if you want to stay together, so say, and I say, listen, as human beings, being a human being means you make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We all make mistakes. And so being human means that you will have to give forgiveness and have to get forgiveness. That's part of being human. So nobody's perfect. And so in the context of this, you could still stay with the girl, but you have to say, listen, I made a mistake, and I'm not going to let you punish me because I'm human. I go, you know, either we're going to move on and fix this, or we're not. And if we're not, that's fine. We can move on. Things happen, and it's not unreasonable for you to not want to forgive me. That's not, like, one of the things I say is RFF is reasonable, fair, and firm. So it's reasonable for her not to want to forgive me. It's fair for me to go, listen, if you're not going to forgive me, I'm not going to continue to just take this abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But your boundaries have to be firm. It's what part of that is fair? Like, how is this ultimately going to turn out? And if she really wants to be with you, and here's the thing, if there's women out there listening, what's interesting about this is guys make mistakes, women make mistakes. The difference is, what is the constitution of the person? Is this person a cheater? Like, are they a person who just doesn't have that kind of credibility, or is this really a mistake? So if it is just a mistake, I think you can move on and forgive it and just know that people make mistakes. But if somebody is just genuinely a shitty person, they're just not a good person, then I think you should move on. But I think you would know that better than anybody else based on the fact that you spent time with this person. So you have to assess them. You know, in the course of my life, pimping and hustling and running streets and doing all kinds of crazy shit, I've seen people do things out of the character of their nature.
Of what,
like,
they were. Start out in one
were.
Place.
Like, I've seen straight dudes fuck a dude. Like, not seen it, but, you know what it happened. I didn't actually watch. I mean, I peeked, but I didn't stay and watch. But,
it may happen in front of you, but that's not your fault.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah,
it's
in the way.
If a gay fucking just breaks out, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. You're blocking the vending machine. What am I supposed to do? But wait patiently.
So, but what's interesting is that as the man, you still have to go, listen, either we're going to fix this or we're not. Because she wants you to help her get past it. Because she can't get past it, because emotionally it becomes this kind of this revolving door where it's I love him, I hate him, I love him, I hate him. And she needs you to go, listen, I'm not going to do this. So we're either not going to do this or we are. And so she's, you know, every woman is looking for that kind of guidance without the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Where she feels as though this guy is this benevolent king who wants to be the king that helps the whole population. His whole castle has to feel good, and he's going to make decisions that are best for everybody and not just decisions that are just best for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you watch Game of Thrones, you talk about you don't want the king that's why you had the Kingslayer, because the dude was bugging the fuck out. But when you have somebody who's just, and I think women understand that, they don't always understand when they're being unreasonable, but if you go, listen, I'm not going to do that, and it's reasonable, a woman will go, and she'll just move on. And you've kind of experienced that, times where you put your foot down And then you expect, like you said, you expected the bomb to blow up, and it just...
Yeah, I guess that's one of my big questions for today is, you know, like a cigarette smoker can quit smoking and then the lungs will grow pink again.
Right.
Like, if I keep putting my foot down and keep having healthy boundaries, is this going to continue to get
better?
No,
you never get to rest.
I never...
No. Never. That's the question. Do you ever... That is one of the biggest... Do you ever just get to love them? Do you ever just get to... No.
No.
You want to be the king. You got to be like... I mean, does the king ever not be the king? He's always... You want the crown. That's what the crown entails, is that you stay diligent at all times, that you guide this relationship and you help her and you teach her and you guide her. And in the context of that, she'll teach you and nurture you and give back because she feels comfortable and safe. And so, you know, you'll find women who, when they're in a great situation where they feel loved and safe, then they blossom and they start to be, they become these women that you've never thought they could be, like, because now they're not worried, they're not dealing with this kind of petty, like, insecurities and stuff. Like, you go, like, a guy will go, hey, I'm going to hang out with my guy, with my dudes, and the girl will get mad, because in her mind, she ultimately thinks he's hanging out with his friends and having fun with his friends, so he must not love me. Now, that's what she's thinking. How could he go out and have, he doesn't love me. Which, if you say it out loud, it sounds absurd. But in her mind, when she's saying it to herself, it seems really comfortable. Of course, why would he have fun without me?
Lauren's nodding her head like she's in a church, just listening to the sermon, like, that makes sense.
Amen.
So, Lauren, what's going on with dude? Let's talk about it.
Oh, no. Well, to get to your point, like, he was very submissive to me, and that's what ruined the relationship.
Yeah, you can't
And
have
over
that
time... The submissive just got worse and worse and worse to the point where, like, I ruled everything and I didn't want to.
Right.
I wanted, you know, it's not that I want to be controlled, but, like, someone needs to rule me just a little bit. It's got to be, like, that happy medium.
Or maybe ride you hard like a bucking bronco. just break your spirit. I'm sorry.
You guys want us to leave?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's so he was he submissive, but he was such a nice guy.
Yeah, just
that you were like, he's such a sweet guy.
Right.
And then it wasn't.
Never put his foot down with me. Let me, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just let me. If I wanted to be a bitch, he let me be a bitch. And it's like, you can't let me just.
How
rule.
Conscious were you of those feelings at the time, though?
Well, I would tell him, like, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Stop being a pussy.
Yeah, like, you know, you should want to do something else, but always hang out with me or always want to do things that I want to do.
Ooh, this is level 5. Ooh,
yeah, right. Wow.
That's DEFCON. When a girl goes, you should go hang out with your friends, the relationship is
literally
over.
Literally, yeah. I would be it's like, done. You should go hang out with your
friends. You need to go hang
good.
Out with your friend. That is never good.
Yeah.
But so. More guys
indifference
need,
is terrible.
Yeah, more guys need advice from like you, Dante, because like unhappy guys in unhappy marriages go talk to other unhappy married guys,
sure.
And they go, well, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
And they say that bullshit.
Oh, God.
And then you're like, well, all right, so I'm going to try to please her even more. But then that pisses her off even more and
right.
drives her away. And it's the worst.
Yeah.
Look at Mara. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, what's crazy about even that is that I like even if, when I'm in a relationship, I'm always gauging if I'm going too far. Like, am I going too far? Is this reasonable? What is really going on here?
Because you should be gauging it.
but I think when you're asking those questions, you're usually in the ballpark. Like, it's like when you're a parent and you go, the parent that's beating the shit out of his kids was like, they need that, you know? But it's the parent that goes, did I go too far? Is usually the parent that's more balanced in what they're doing and what they're saying. You know,
right, and then there's the other level of not doing anything.
That
just let it run wild.
Just let it run wild. Yeah. And it's interesting. It's sexy. I think women find it sexy when a woman wants to not have to be responsible for stuff.
Right,
sometimes.
And I was responsible for everything. And eventually you want to be put in your place a little bit. You
right.
know, you want to be taken care of. I can't take care of everything.
Right.
You know, so.
And if you asked him to take care of it, he would take care of it.
I mean, his
level of laziness would come into play.
So he was, wow. Yeah. He was
every wrong check in the box.
Everything wrong. Yeah. But he was a sweet guy.
Sweet guy, nice guy, loved me very much.
What was his fuck game like? Was it even that worth it?
I mean, we had Austin, that's a whole other issue, but we had been together for a very long time.
So you knew each other.
So that went out the window. And once that sort of went out the window.
Oh, the sex went out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, because, I mean, how are you supposed to, you have no more attraction to him because he's a bitch.
Right.
And then it's predictable, too.
Right.
It's predictable.
It becomes vanilla, like you know what's going to happen. It's the same thing over and over
again. Sometimes I'll just eat a girl's butt and then run out of the house.
And not come back for days.
Like,
I'm just
mom.
Like, what the fuck happened? Yeah.
You said you were going out for cigarettes.
The fuck up.
Which I thought was weird.
I'm going to put my bike where the fuck I want to. It's like, what?
What is that?
You haven't got a bike.
Why am I turned on? Because he ate my butt, ran away for 3 days, and then put his bike everywhere.
You touched on this earlier, where you talked about how when women get out of the relationship and then they can't get over the man.
Yeah.
What we talked about this yesterday. What do we do? What do us ladies do?
You gotta fuck.
Yeah. To get over.
You gotta
it.
Fuck. You yeah. gotta fuck. I mean, for a guy, I say it's getting over a relationship is 5 pussies away.
Yeah.
Like the first time you fuck, you're like, I've seen this, like, guys who are like, I need you to fuck 5 people. And they'll go, I just don't feel like it. Shut up and get some pussy. Then he'll fuck the girl. They'll pick some girl up and they go, I really wasn't into it. And then the second one, he's like, I'm trying to get to the 5. And then the third one, you're like, well, this was not too bad. And then the fourth one, you're like, what was that bitch name again? I don't remember. Who was she? So, I mean, but I think re-engaging in you know, I like, we're human beings, so we're emotional, we're intellectual, and we're physical. And so to remove the physicality out of it is...
Yeah, you become like brother-sister.
Yeah,
like,
you
just
can't
live together.
You can't do that. And to get back in the game, you got to be physical again. You got to start fucking again. Because being in that kind of primal nakedness... Mm-hmm. It brings you back to where you are, and I think you get so in your head, like guys will have they'll have performance anxiety, like they can't get their dick hard because, you know, it's like I want it to be perfect, and then even if here's what's funny, even if the girl is understanding about the performance anxiety, her understanding creates more performance anxiety. Mm-hmm. Because he's like, wow, she's so sweet and she's understanding. Right. This time I really gotta fucking give her a good fucking
You feel worse about disappointing.
Yeah, and
person.
Then every time it becomes, you go deeper into this well of like, well, and the more understanding she is, whereas, and then if she's not understanding, she's like, you got a little dick, you can't get your dick hard, that's even, you know, so it's you have to, it's funny, because I used to do a shitload of threesomes and stuff, and when
who
you,
hasn't?
Me.
Deepu, you need to get some threesomes. You're Indian, you invented the fucking Kama Sutra.
We did, I didn't, but someone else did, apparently, from my country.
You shouldn't fucking, it's not in the blood, you just...
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
They started focusing on computers since then. and the whole culture lost.
But even it, like initially when I was young, like I was in my 20s and I'd do a threesome and I would, or not a threesome, but like a, like where it was like kind of an orgy situation. And I learned that I had to put my dick in somebody right away. Cause if I got caught up in the regalia, then I'd be like, oh, and then I couldn't get my dick hard. And so I would get my start fucking, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm focused in this, but then I invited this girl over to my house, and she brought a friend, and we were like both fucking in the basement, and I invited my friend over, and he came over later, and we were already fucking around, and so he kind of picked one girl, like the one he wanted, and I was like, okay, whatever, and then so I'm already in it, like I'm already like charged up, so I'm doggy style, I'm fucking her in the ass.
How did you answer the door when you were already in it? Did you just go up?
He texted me. I had a cell phone back then. And I went and got him. Either that or I left the door open and he just kind of came in.
You know, it was all a blur in hindsight.
I don't know.
The details
he
of the
was
door.
There. And then, so I'm...
When a threesome is happening, you're invited, you kick in the door or burst through the window like a SWAT team. Whatever you got to do to get in.
And everybody goes, oh. And then they go back to what they're doing.
He came down the chimney like Santa Claus. It doesn't matter.
Mara likes the details. How do you get in?
Mara's very worried about. Don't you guys have a security system of some kind?
What kind of candles were you burning? Is it vanilla? Holy shit.
Was it a doorman building? Is it a doorman building? Did the doorman buzz him up?
But I'm slapping ass, right? And I'm blop, 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 blop. And he cannot get his dick hard. And she's sucking his dick and she's pulling his dick like it's
a lawnmower.
Like a bird trying to pull the worm out of the hole. Just boing, boing, boing. And he can't get his dick hard. And then I go to touch his girl and he slaps my hand. Psh, like, yeah. I was like, this motherfucker, you didn't even have to be here. Fuck you, Georgie. I'm sorry. But you know,
Did you talk to him afterwards? You're like, why was your dick soft?
Like a pre...
No.
Yeah, well, maybe you did too much blow or something.
No, we didn't do blow, Mara. Everybody doesn't do blow.
That's what I'm always like, did you do blow? That's my go-to question.
That's your troubleshooting chart. Well, did you try unplugging it and plugging it back in? No. Did you do some blow?
Did you restart the computer? Restart it.
Are you a faggot? Well, then I'm out. We're at the end of the chart. Mara's chart to fixing your soft dick. I tried grabbing the bass and yanking it. Nothing worked.
Mara was like, my mother died. He was like, are you sure you didn't do blow? Of course I did. I think that we talked when we talked last time.
Yeah.
You know, there were things I think you just have to set these boundaries. And if you don't set the boundaries, then the relationship is doomed. Like, it's really, it's going to fall apart. So you don't have an option to not be a man. If you're not a man, you won't be seen as a viable mate choice. I mean, like, I've looked at this from a more genetic, you know, an environment, an evolutionary point of view, and I kind of understand it even more now because it's really evolutionary. It's we're trying to, a woman is trying to find a mate choice. So she's giving you shit and giving you tests because she thinks you're a viable mate. Mm-hmm. And when you fail, your girlfriends probably were like, hey, but he's so sweet.
Oh, yeah. Right, I mean, he's a great looking guy. He's handsome. But it's like, why don't I want to have kids with this guy? Because he's not going to take care of me. And that was ultimately.
And how's he going to take care of your kids?
Right.
Because he's so sweet and he's lazy and he's soft and he's. Yeah. See, there's a prime example.
Yeah. What was the catalyst that got you out of it?
I kind of just was over it, and when you don't want to have sex with somebody anymore, it's like, why even bother?
Yeah.
You can turn that around, though, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think we tried for a little bit. And
but not if she's just not attracted to the dude.
Yeah, but
he has to do it.
It's really, and that's the other thing, is like, it's funny because you get situations where you all the relationship books are pointed at women. And you can't really fix it from the woman's side. Because what you're asking this woman who's an alpha, you're asking her to be less alpha.
Yeah.
You're asking her to not be her nature.
Right.
Which is not gonna, you have to conquer her or conquer her aggressiveness, but you can't ask her. It's sort of like,
I think every person has an alpha and a beta within them.
Sure.
Yeah. And
sure.
Then which one is more dominant?
Well, it depends on the person that you're dealing with.
Do you ever think there's a situation where you can, not necessarily fix a person, but, you know, we're all growing at a certain point, and you can't go to a woman like, hey, you know, your behavior as a human being, not just as a woman, is just nuts. You either got to change. You don't think that could ever be changed? Like,
No, I think when you don't tolerate it, it changes.
Right.
But
yeah.
You can't.
Right.
But having it, so here's, okay. So it's good you brought that up because it's sort of like you cannot talk about it. So credibility is a person who does things. You do what you like in order to be. If you go, wow, that guy's a man. If you go, that guy's a stand-up guy. It's a guy who says what he means what he says. He's no shit-taking dude who respects other people and expects respect expects respect to be given back to him. And if he doesn't, there's a problem. And that guy is a guy that people go, hey, that dude is, you know, he's not abusive, but he's firm, reasonable, but fair, and fair, yeah. all of those things. So that is a guy who you, I mean, if we think about it, that's a guy you want to do business with. You know, that's a guy who you want to be friends with. You know, that's a guy who you go, man, that's my best friend. I know when he says something, he's got my back. Yeah. So why wouldn't a woman find that attractive in the same context, especially when she's looking at you as a mate choice where you might have to, where this is the time. Like, you got to figure, she's, in even subconsciously, she's thinking if you're not strong enough, her kids will die.
Right.
Like, the genes will not go to the, they'll die in the process. So, you can't say, like, you can't go, listen, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a talking to. Like, that.
I don't like your impression of Pete. I don't think that's accurate. I don't think it sounds right.
I was really dialed in, and I was like, wow, that's really resonating with me. That type of speech.
It was like looking into a mirror. You were just doing the hands thing.
Yeah. I was like, wow. But no, I mean, Emily and I basically had a dead bedroom, you know, like what you were describing, Lauren. Yeah. And then I tried to, like, talk her, like oh, maybe I could talk to her.
No.
And I could talk her into it, but as soon as I took steps and moved out and started making my own decisions, she started trusting me again. And now, like, I mean, it is, like, better than it was before.
Right,
it's
right.
Crazy how, like,
she's more attracted to you.
You know what it is? It's like, okay, so if a guy asks a girl out and he's doing it, he's talking, and he goes, hey, I was just wondering, maybe if you're not doing something on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Again, that's
maybe
totally
if
me.
You kind of want to. You kind of want to maybe sort of go out with me, maybe. I mean, if you don't, it's fine. But if you do, that would be cool. And if you don't, that's cool too. And so she's got all these. So you're basically going,
you're giving her too many outs.
Yeah, it's like you want to go, look, Thursday, what are you doing Thursday?
Yeah, nothing.
We should have dinner.
Okay.
That it's direct because she knows that you want her. Like you, I mean, I want.
No, if he would have been like, you are my wife, we're going to work this out,
right.
Like we're going to communicate and do this, blah, 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 I would have been like, done. Like, right. Let's work on this. But he was just like, all right, you want out? Bye.
Like, you're like,
yeah. I'm like, all right. Peace.
Or, but even the action of it, like you can't say, let's talk about the bike. You just got to put the bike up.
You can't negotiate bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, if you're at a negotiating table and you can't negotiate some type of nonsense and explain to them why it's nonsense, mm-hmm. because now you're just entertaining
you made me think of something. You know, do you know Jordan Ferber?
No, I like that name.
Okay, so Jordan Ferber is a little, he kind of looks like the Jewish John Lennon, right? So he, you know, he came to me for some help, and he was with this tall model, black girl, big, and he's a little dude, right? And she was just super insecure and super jealous that she just kept, like, oh, you're a good time Charlie. I don't know if she gets her. she called him a good time Charlie. I don't know if she's been hanging out with Dan Natterman again. But she goes,
you're out running roughshod. You're 23 skidoo. What's the matter with you?
But it was a situation where he literally, she would accuse him of cheating on him constantly. Like, anytime he would go out. And he's like a really nice guy, and he's friendly.
But the other thing is, she is a model. Like, yeah. The roles were reversed. Yeah,
but
she was in
that
Paris.
Means that person is cheating on the other person. If you're, like, really insecure and constantly questioning cheating, then you're probably cheating.
Well, I mean,
sometimes.
I think sometimes that's the case. But, I mean, with her, she was just, like,
she didn't
so
do anything outside of the house.
No, she didn't cheat on him, but she just was, like.
But she was in Paris at a fashion show,
doing
runway modeling, and then calling him and going, "What the fuck? I see this stuff on Facebook that you're hanging
you're
out
doing
with
a
these
bar show."
Yeah, and he's at some shithole bar show in front of four people.
You know? She's in Paris doing a.
But God forbid someone took a selfie of four comedians or whatever.
That's
it's like,
so
where are you at?
Up.
Like he that's got the level.
He was at a point where he was literally every time he would like if she would go, "Oh, you're doing a show? Well, who's on the show?"
Yeah.
So if she knew you,
right.
He wouldn't mention your name.
Right.
Like, oh, who's on the show?
Scopo's going to be there. Pete Lee. Deepu's going to be there. I think that's it.
And she goes, is there any girls on it? And he
Amara,
goes, I don't know. And then she would find out that he knew that there was going to be a girl because it was on the flyer.
Who has time for this?
Wow.
And
crazy
she was
bitches.
Models.
Yeah.
But his was interesting. He was like, I don't know what to do. She keeps, I go, well, first of all, the fact that she's jealous is a good thing. I go, because you don't, you're not, you're only jealous about something that you think has value.
Right.
So if you watch, the analogy I use is like, if you have a garage sale and you're getting ready to sell all your junk out of the garage, you put it out on the lawn and people come and buy it. And when you got to go to the bathroom, you don't take everything and put it back in the garage. You just leave it out there. If it gets stolen, it gets stolen. Because afterwards, all the stuff is going in the dumpster anyway. But you don't take your diamond rings and your jewelry.
You're making a white analogy.
Is that a? Yeah, like that was a good white analogy. Yeah. Garage sale. Andre, garage sales, when people have a lawn and they put their junk out on and people
a lawn
buy
is some grass in front of your home that you water that's not a public park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So so the fact that she's jealous is a good thing because she sees that there's value in you. But the fact that you're trying to fix something, and he was talking to me, and she's like, she's crazy, and she just keeps fighting with me. And then I go, well, you're trying to fix something that's not broken. You're not, I go, are you cheating? He goes, no. I go, do you love her? He goes, yeah, I love her. I go, then there's nothing to fix. So you making her feel secure about something that she shouldn't be insecure about, that's a mistake. So now you're catering to this insanity where she's got you running around like that. So he's literally lying, like he's not a dishonest dude, but now he's becoming dishonest because he doesn't want her to think that there's anything happening.
Which there isn't to begin with.
There wasn't anything, and you have to dismiss that and go, I'm not talking about this.
So his course of action should just be, just do what you're going to do anyway, swat down her claims, and
just,
keep moving.
I don't, just no energy at all.
Not just swat down. What did I tell you about bringing this shit up? Didn't I tell you to not fucking bring up when I go out to do a show? I don't. Who's going to be there at the show? Whoever's going to be there is going to be there. That's it. Like,
yeah.
I told you, don't ask about my business. You cannot handle asking about my business, so we're not doing it. And if you bring it up again, I'm going to grab my shit and my bike off my kitchen wall, and I'm leaving.
Well, but, I don't even...
Oh, my God.
But here's what's interesting. I don't even think you say those things. You have to do those things.
That sounded so awesome, and doing it... Like, I would be, like, Facebook Live-ing everything I was doing. I'd be like, see, this is Mara. She's not hitting on me. My penis is not inside of her right now. I'd be forwarding her, articles about how, like, comedy's a boys' club. And, like, it's so unfair. And,
I like how you did the first time. Like, my penis... This is not in her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like her vagina. Move my hands.
But isn't it like, think about this. This is a guy who's a good guy. He's a faithful guy. And now he's being put in it. Shouldn't it aggravate you that now you're being bothered and assaulted with bullshit?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it would bother me, but then I would, for some reason, I have too much empathy. I would go, oh, I understand. I've been cheated on before. I've been jealous. And I would try to, extinguish that fire in her, but that's
that
a fire.
Nothing.
It has
empathy,
nothing to do with
it. Empathy solves nothing in that. I mean, it's good to have it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the actions are what solves
you
it.
You gotta do
empathy.
The actions. Like, I don't even have the conversation. Like, so if somebody says, oh, you was that, who was that bitch? I go,
Just noises.
Really? You know, well, I had a girl pick a blonde hair off my pillowcase and go, what is this? And I go, a blonde hair. A blonde hair.
Whose blonde hair is it? What if they do that?
Excuse me?
Well, whose blonde hair is it?
Let me call you a cab.
What? What do you mean? That's not. I want my questions answered.
You have to go.
Wait, why am I? Why are these two guys escorting me out of here?
Security. But this is interesting because.
But you will do that. Like, all right, you know what? It's time. You've told me. You've recanted stories to me where you go. Where a girl did
you've
catch
been
you.
On the phone.
I have been on the phone.
When I've I'm done that.
Trying to keep names off the thing. Yeah. But there was one time from years ago where a girl did catch you and you went, this is my favorite response. You go, you got me. Now it's done. You happy now?
Now we're done.
Now
we're
it's
done.
Over. Yeah. Is that what
now
you wanted? Done. Congratulations,
you
stupid.
Win.
It's
you
done.
You caught me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now we're not together.
Now, so now what?
And
now
you don't get this. Did she want to stay
with you? I was like, now you don't get this dick. We don't go, fuck the dinners, the movies. I had a girl who, here's
yeah,
a crazy.
Yeah, they did stay with him, by the way. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, though? I had a girl who actually dating for like 10 months, and was just kind of cool. It was like a cool kind of thing. So in 10 months, we went to 7 movies. Mm-hmm. We went out to dinner 7 times.
Did you count it?
Yeah. Well, because what happened was...
He had to do a retroactive inventory.
I had to do a retroactive because what happened was she went and... she went on my Facebook page and looked at any girl who made a comment on my page and then went on their page and then went through their pictures
I've
and saw me with pictures with this other girl. And then she called me up and said, how could you do this to me? I told you I didn't... I go, wait a minute. I go, it's 10 months. We went out 7 times. And 7 times in 10 months is not a relationship.
Not at all.
Right? No. It was 7 fucks, 7 movies. I mean, Top Choice movies. We're talking about X-Men and stuff like that.
Wow.
You go to the IMAX, IMAX theater.
Big movies, IMAX.
Opening weekend.
Dinner, yeah. Right? And she was a squirter, like at least 5 orgasms. Yeah. So 7 times 5 is 35 orgasms, 7 movies and 7 dinners. If somebody came to you, Scope, and said, look, this girl comes and, hey, Scopo, I really like you. Listen, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to give you 35 orgasms. I'm going to pay for 7 dinners and 7 movies. But after that, we're done. Are you in?
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
I'm in.
In 2 seconds. Jesus Christ. That's the best.
And even if she saw at the end, you might go, hey, maybe we could get an extension. She goes, no. And you go, all right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. I got my 35 orgasms and X-Men and... Well, Fantastic Four. We didn't see Fantastic Four. And
that was the worst choice.
So maybe she might have a beef because that was horrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was all first-run movies, dinners,
but
and...
But women never kind of look at all that aspect of it. Because, again, it's the emotional state at the time. So they never count. Like, you can't... When you keep score, it doesn't matter. There's no scoreboard that you could get 100 points to 5. It doesn't matter.
There's no bank.
Yeah, there's no bank.
So right. Women have gratitude.
Yeah.
They have gratitude, but that will change depending on the emotional state at the time.
Yeah, because if she... It's just like whatever they had when she is no longer attracted to him, mm-hmm. She's just not. And is it fair to ask her to stay with a guy mm-hmm. who she's not attracted to simply because they have history or because he might have done something for her financial or not financial? It's really not. I mean, you've done that, like where you're done. When you're done, Mara, it's a wrap, and it turns on a dime. Like I've seen it. Like she's like, I love it. We're like, I love him. And, like, yeah. Yeah, we're done.
I've seen it happen mid conversation from across the bar.
Mara's been on a date and told a dude she was going to the bathroom,
right,
and just left the fucking bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he played it. He had a song. He made a song. And he played it in the restaurant. Stop.
He wrote a song.
Stop.
For
yeah. And then
I would have done the same.
I was like, it was almost done with the song. It was like 3 minutes, and I made it 2.5. And then I was like, I have
it?
To. No, he made a song.
He wrote
with
a song.
He wrote
it was
a
an
song?
Original
oh
composition
God. With my name.
It was Billy Joel, though. In all fairness, so I thought you should have stuck around. But.
Oh my God, you X-factored. You X-factored him, right? Like you gave him the big red X.
Oh, I have to go to the bathroom, and then I just I think you probably knew when I grabbed son? My jacket.
Well, you could have been chilly. You could have been chilly.
So this is like a, third date, or was this the first time?
First date.
First, and he
what
made a song already?
This?
Yeah. This guy's a genius, though. He's making songs on first date.
Yeah, either that or
he's terrible. He's terrible at relationships, but he's a fucking musical genius.
But he's either that or he has a song and he just changes the name.
Yeah.
It never works. Mara.
But you can imagine as a guy, if a girl wrote you a song.
Oh, I'd be like crazy town. No, I can't. Like, this girl's gonna get pregnant really easy. Like, she's because crazy girls.
I would go, she's crazy, but I go, let's see how far this goes, though.
Yeah, like, I'll still fuck her.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is crazy, but now I have that information going in.
Yeah, I had,
would you fuck with that?
What? I had a girl that wrote a song about me.
First date?
No. Yeah, but if she wrote it, I mean, yeah.
I mean
I
hard.
Am awesome. Yeah. I can see why she would have wrote this song.
How did the song go?
I'm awesome too. I just
it's online. I think it's online.
No.
You want Deepu? Can you bring this song up
on the other computer?
Laura will do it.
Oh, don't worry.
What, do we look for? What do we?
It's Deidre Aziza.
Oh, Deidre. Yeah.
I guess
that makes a difference.
The difference is, yeah, like girls would go, I don't want to be with this person. I can't be on this date any longer. And a guy would go, I will never be with her again.
It's
but I'm totally gonna try to fuck
Deidre.
Her.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
D-R-E
with
Aziza. A-Z-Z.
With the dude, it's always like
A-Z-I-Z.
She has to really fuck it up. Like with a guy, you're constantly auditioning on a date.
Yeah.
But with a woman, it's like it's hers to lose. Like once you're going out with her, she's got to do a bunch of shit for you to go, I'm done with this date.
Yeah, she could be like, I murdered a dozen people and I'm going to jail next week. And a guy would be like, oh, cool. So like we can slam for
the
next
week. Yeah, we got another week. All right, cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
did we find it there?
No, I don't like to waste my time.
I don't know what.
I'd rather be
Yeah, but
all
you
by
gotta.
Myself.
You should give it some time, though.
You know the name of your song?
Wasting time.
Yeah, it's some one of those songs.
Which one is it, Daddy?
Shut up.
We just had sex.
That might be it. I think that's it.
Motherfucker with the bone in his ear. Is that the one? Is that the song?
No, that's not it. That's the passing string.
Tore my back out. Was
it's
that
on
the song?
iTunes. I think it's on iTunes. I think it is.
We need a name. I'm
we'll
sure
put it up on our page.
Yeah, we'll put it up. But I mean, if a guy gets this song, you're like. That's some,
yeah, but that was in a relationship. We're
talking
we were
first together.
Date. We have.
Yeah, that was a bit much. But weird. If a girl, I mean, Scope, if you get a girl and she writes a song the first day, you're like, I'm dope.
Yeah, you're dope, but I'm not staying around for this. She's crazy.
You're going to hit it?
Little,
no?
Oh, of course.
Of course. So you got to stay around to hit it.
But in all
and if she wants to fuck you again, are you going to fuck her again?
Probably a couple times.
So when are you out?
I think the B-side. 12
months pass, he's like,
so what if she doesn't want to hang constantly? She just wants to come and fuck you?
I'll fuck until it runs its course.
Yeah.
Until
that whole album comes out. When was this crazy bitch that you were running out? I don't understand. When are you running out?
No, but I'm saying, like, if she was like, I want to hang out, let's do dinner. I'm like, no, I can't do dinner. I don't do dinner.
What if she says I cook dinner for you?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
I'm not
in a mood for a relationship.
Andre's like, free food. I'm in.
Yeah.
100%.
No, I'll get my own food. I'm good.
But
in all fairness to Mara, the thing is that women constantly have to worry about is their own safety. And a guy who writes a song about you does not indicate safety.
See,
it indicates stalking behavior.
It's creepy. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't dated in forever, so I don't even know what the fuck it's like out there.
Oh my god, we should practice
a simulation, if you will,
like a simulation, a practice date, and then you'll know how to
have all sex right. again
and
I mean, it should be a thorough simulation from start to finish.
I mean, you know,
dinner, movies.
You never know me not to be thorough,
right? Yeah.
So let's be honest.
You cross the I's, dot the T's. You get all the information.
It is what it is. I mean, I think what happens too is I want to do some calls. Can we do some calls?
Yeah. Let's.
Do we have any?
Let's tell the audience that you can call 347-983-YKWD. I'll put it on screen also.
Let's help some people. Do we have any listener mail?
I have a listener tweet.
Yeah, that's cool.
Some people in chat want to know if you figured out who shat on your car, by the way.
Nah, I never found that out.
Oh,
whatever. But, you know, I always say I'd rather be the dude who gets the shit put on his car than the dude who has the car than the guy who's dabbling in shit.
So, you're still better than the guy who's squatting over a paper bag.
Yeah, trying to pick up shit to put it on my door handle. What the fuck? I don't know. Deepu, how's your love life?
It's going all right. I was seeing this girl for a while, but
holy
then
shit,
yeah. We you know, we were hooking up a lot, and then I kind of just I wanted to just focus on career stuff, so I just She lived so far away from me. It was such an endeavor to just like make time to hang out.
How far out?
Just
how far
closer.
Is she?
I live on Staten Island. She lives in Astoria.
Oh shit! That's the opposite end.
Yeah, that's like you got to take a boat.
Yeah, you should have moved 2 blocks away from her.
Yeah, they have easy access.
Yeah, my friend Pete told me to do this.
Yeah, I'm so close, I still get her Wi-Fi.
But yeah, it was fun. It's still kind of going on. It's not like officially over, but
I don't understand.
He got what he got out of the orange.
Squeeze
it. All that's left is. I mean, you could keep scraping it. What are you gonna do? What it is. Because if you were still down to fuck this chick, you would go all the way to Queens. Yeah. It's just
when you say career wise, you mean comedy wise.
Yeah, comedy wise.
Yeah. Yeah, but you gotta I hate when young dudes say that because you gotta live life to have something to talk about. So we're just gonna write jokes about what?
The news. Read newspaper every day.
Doing monologue.
Interesting.
I don't know if you've heard about this Brexit thing. Heating up.
Now, I get that though. I do have that thing where I listen to that where you talk about you have to go live a life.
Did it really?
Yeah, but what am I going to talk? We had a thing about she didn't want me to talk about her on stage anyway.
You don't listen to that.
No.
Why would you listen to what the fuck she said?
That's the same conversation.
You don't say it's her. You don't say it's her.
You don't give out her social security number. Yeah. You just make it vague.
Yeah, but she'll know, and she's like around a lot, and it's. I just I figured why not?
Like so you're not gonna get. Yeah. So you just. Stop fucking so that you could focus.
I don't think that's the case. I'm telling you, I know what it is, which is he got what he got out of it, and it's just not worth going out there anymore.
So can't be another one. Scope, you got a girl?
No, I'm single.
Are you smashing puss?
Yeah, I'm out there.
I'm on the roster.
I'm
getting my at-bats.
That's dope. I think you got it. I don't understand how guys go, I'm not going to...
I'm like, listen, I'll hang out with you. I'll go out with you, but it's not going to go any further. And if you want to do that, that's cool. If not, all right, I'll see you later.
The immediate that's thing. It. Then they're like, oh, my God, what if I change him completely?
He's so focused.
Right. Turn him into a relationship.
He's so focused.
That's why they like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they really, yeah.
It's just, I like it because he's so focused.
But that's another thing
it's
of
another
a bidding war.
It's another way to be credible. Yeah.
It's another bidding. It's time with, like, oh, he's important. He's got other shit to do. He's doing stuff.
Yeah, a woman doesn't want you to think.
Oh yeah, they hate when I can't hang out. They're like, what,
you look at Lauren. Lauren dumped her fucking. How long was you with him?
10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just hated the fact that he loved her.
I know.
Just rejected you love. All
this guy just loved her so much.
You homo. Look at you fucking. Oh, you like my hair too? Is that what you like? You fucking piece of shit. I don't know. It's something I was thinking about the other day. Is just you always see young dudes will be like, let me focus on my career. And
What we're trying to do is already so difficult that I was taking like 2-3 full days out of the week that I was to hang out with her.
No, you let them hang out with you.
It's the same thing. It's a little different.
She's got to come to you to shows and shit.
She's
got to
come to you, and then you maintain this alpha male because you're focused on your career. She comes to hang out with you. You hang out, and then she hangs around. Like,
but sometimes, I will say,
open mic.
Yeah, sometimes it's like.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You fucking drag this goofy bitch to open mic.
It is something.
How awful would it be if you drag her? She's better at you than comedy. She just blows up, and then she's like, what the fuck? I started her.
Yeah. But that is true. It's like sometimes it's like, hey, this is my work. I don't want to have some. I don't want it to be take your kid to work day every day. Yeah. You got someone hanging around. You got to worry about where they're hanging. If you're talking other comics,
yeah, but
like,
I'm saying,
I get that.
But here's what I find is if you take a girl out and Pete, not now, but I mean when you take a girl into your world, like you don't realize how dope your world is, like the people that you know, the people that you're around, how when you're hanging out and you're doing what you're doing, it's like, like regular square people are like, this is fucking amazing, like oh my shit, I mean like
but then they want to come all the time.
Then you tell them no.
That's what I say. I'm working. This is my job. Yeah. I can't focus on you and my job at the same time.
Yeah, but you put your stuff up on public. Like you put up. Like,
pubic.
Yes, on pubic. No, people tag you in a flyer. Oh, you're on this show.
It's easy to keep track of where you're at.
They just show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that goes to stalkish behavior.
No, you can't. Nobody can't show up.
Oh, we got a call.
Phone call.
We got a phone call.
Can we answer that?
Yeah, let's answer it.
Show up.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you gotta turn your computer down, sir.
Yeah, no, they gotta turn there.
Turn your computer down, buddy.
Oh, Jesus.
Turn the computer down.
Yeah, you gotta turn the computer down.
They got, yeah, everything's fine on our end. They just, they're playing a loop back and forth.
It's, yeah, they want to hear themselves really bad.
Yeah, they want to hear.
Because remember a long time ago you told me to invite my significant other. They're like, just let him come to the show. And then he never stopped coming to the show.
Yeah, but you could say, look, I'm going to come, you know, I don't mind you coming once in a while. I mean, you could set those boundaries. I mean, why would that not be okay?
I mean, P, how would you take that if your girl was like, hey, don't come?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think that I'd be, that's something that Emily would say to me. She would go, come this night, but don't come, because she has shows too and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a show last week that she knew that she was running a bunch of new material and she didn't want to feel self-conscious with me there. And she said, don't go. And I was like, all right. And there was no fight, no nothing.
Right, because it's not like you were going to bitch. Hold on.
Let's get that. Is that like Super Mario? Yeah.
Hello.
Colin?
Skype. Hello?
Whatever.
No, all right, there we go.
Yep. Forget it.
I got two in a row. But yeah, my chick, she comes to a lot of shows with me, but she's also in that world.
She's in the business.
Yeah, she's in that world. And then, like, I'll have it, like, instead of it being like you're bringing this goofy girl along with these guys,
I
believe the term was goofy bitch.
No, but
it was goofy bitch.
But I've seen that before. I've seen, like, the weird, dumb girl that's like, I'm just hanging out. And then she doesn't contribute or say anything. But, like, when Emily goes, like, I think that the other comics like hanging out with her more than they like hanging out with me. Because she's really witty
and
fun.
She's in the business, so that's a different circumstance.
Once you call, used to bring a girl around on Todd Barry, would always have some goofy bitch hanging out with him, sitting in the back. Some mediocre bitch with comfortable shoes on. And a
nothing
dress
worse than
over
a
her
bitch
knees.
With comfortable shoes.
That's hilarious.
And she'd be sitting on the side just looking at him in awe, like, oh my God, his feet are so small. And he talks so soft.
That makes me uncomfortable. When you bring someone along and then they don't participate, that
gets weird.
Just if there's a conversation happening people try to involve her.
Yeah,
because
we will,
times.
As comics, we will, you know.
Yeah.
We will torture your fucking...
My ex, I used to bring her to a lot of shows, and then I was like, I don't really want you to come. And then she got, like, upset. Why am I not, why can't I come?
Because I don't want you to.
Yeah, I was like, I can't focus on the show and this. And then that was the start of our breaking up.
Hopefully this works.
This is why we don't do calls.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it worked. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Yep. This is the podcast?
Yes,
yeah.
It is. What's up?
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
What's going on? Talk to me.
What's up, Dante? I'm a big fan. I've been listening for a while.
I like your choice in fans.
In shows.
Huh?
I like your choice in fans.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a big fan of all of you guys' comedy and shit.
Cool. So, what's your question?
I be fucking with a lot of girls and shit, but like
he's definitely a fan.
I don't want a relationship, but I try to be credible. I take them out on dates. I listen to their problems and shit. But how come I'm an asshole when I don't want to take the relationship farther?
Well, do you use the terms "I listen to your problems and shit" and that enough?
I fucking with a lot of bitches.
I give a fuck. But it's just like it gets complete. Like it's sometimes it's just some horse shit. Like they dad mad at them, and I gotta give a fuck about it.
Well, look. if you got a puppy, you gotta walk your puppy, right? You can't have a puppy and just leave him in the house. You gotta walk him. You have to put the attention in. So if you want to have multiple women, you have to be credible to multiple women, which is a lot of work.
Yep.
And if you're not willing to be credible to multiple women, then you shouldn't have multiple women.
It's actually more work than being with one committed relationship.
Right? Like.
They just think,
people.
Ooh,
how many goats do you have three women?
That's 15 goats.
That's 15 yeah, that's goats. See, takes, so. But here's what's interesting. You get guys, and so say if you're a fan of the podcast and you're a credible dude and you listen to her shit, and then you be fucking with mad bitches, and so if you're a good dude, why wouldn't she want more of you? Like, that just doesn't make sense. If you're a good dude and you're satisfying her needs, naturally she's going to want to be around you more often. But it's just like what Scopo said, you give what you want to give. You have to put your happiness first. You can't inconvenience yourself but if you don't want women to like you, then you can't be as dope. Like, if you're a good dude and you're listening and you're teaching and you're, you know, escalating her life, then naturally she's going to want to be around you more often. And if she can't, you have to be willing to say, no, I don't have any more time for you. Or just to be honest and say, I don't want to do it. Here's the thing. I think we all feel like we have to have a reason why I don't want to spend time with you. Why can't it be I don't want to?
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when a chick feels that, there is no negotiation.
There is no,
she do not care.
It is extreme prejudice. Yeah. When a woman is done with you, she dumps you with extreme prejudice. She's like, I don't, you know, her emotion is not there, and she just moves on. So
yeah. she doesn't call you an Uber or nothing.
No, she doesn't go. She doesn't go. Well, I wonder how he's gonna feel about this. If she doesn't like you, she doesn't like you, and why should you? But a lot of times, guys take that personal. But that is even rooted into the evolutionary that guys take it.
Take what personal?
Take breakups personally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have feelings, Mara.
Yeah.
We do have feelings.
One time I wrote a song for this girl, and then she
fucking dumped me.
This bitch jumped out the bathroom window and ran behind me in the restaurant.
I went out the front door. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But I mean,
I think we move on quick because us as women, like, we don't have the time that you guys have. Like, we got that.
No, you have more
talk.
Options to move on quicker.
No, but like, we're more in a rush if we do.
I mean, because
kids,
because
we
you're
can get a
right,
fuck.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're in a rush in what sense? I'm sorry.
Like,
biological clock.
Our biological clock is ticking. So the minute we get out of a relationship, we have to move on. Like, we gotta keep it going.
You gotta keep. Yeah, but even if you're an old bitch with dried up eggs, they still keep it moving.
Yes, we do.
But I think it's a lot easier for a chick when she wants to get back in the game. She could just jump
sure.
right on the treadmill. As a dude,
you
gotta start from scratch.
Yeah, but
yeah.
We can get laid. We can't get into a like, you guys choose the relationships. We right. choose to fuck. Right?
But it doesn't matter. You're a lot closer to a relationship by fucking than
no
we are.
No guy is yeah. going, hey, you know what? I really want to get a relationship.
I know.
They don't do that.
There's not
and
an
no
option.
Girls
if Lauren
like,
wants to be in a relationship.
Oh, I just really want to just go fuck that dude.
Yeah, Mara, you said that yesterday. Yeah.
When you say I know girls, that means you're looking into a mirror, Mara.
See, I don't know anybody but me, you mean.
It's like the scene from Taxi Driver. She's just looking in the mirror, just at herself, going, I want to fuck. You want to fuck? Yeah. I'm the only one here. You must want to fuck me.
That's not true. Girls want to fuck, but what'll happen when a girl
regret.
Fucks? So,
if Lauren wants to be in a relationship, within 2 weeks she could be in a it wouldn't be
absolutely
a good one.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
It won't be a good one, but
no,
you can be in a
you
relationship.
You can be in a relationship.
Nah.
But that's not
oh,
an option
shit.
For you.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Not a good one. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a
it
good one.
It may not be the one you want,
right.
But you can have a relationship.
But as a dude, even if
see,
I want to get in one that I don't want to be in,
right.
it still works. I still got to work just as hard.
The difference is, like, when a guy says, I have no food in the fridge, he has a bottle of water, roach eggs, and pink medicine. That's me. When a girl says there's nothing to eat, it means there's nothing in this refrigerator that I
yogurt, two yeah. apples, like it's just like a bunch of stuff you
I
don't want.
I just don't want this. Yeah. I don't want this. It's what you don't want. So you have the option because we pursue. But you could be in a relationship, just not be. You
right,
know.
But it's now it's at the point where like I can be picky if I want to because I've dealt with the relationships that I was in and didn't want to be.
But as a guy, we don't have that option.
Relationship is like pizza. Yeah. Kind of like pizza. Like if it's a guy's like, it's sauce, it's cheese. I mean, even if it's lousy, it's still pretty good,
yeah.
right?
But I feel like that's what the show is about, is teaching you you do have this option.
But relationship to a girl is like egg salad. Like you gotta be in the mood for it. Like it's gotta be good.
Oh, I was like, oh.
And if it's spoiled, you're gonna regret it in the morning. Yeah. So but I think what you're talking about is just, you know, because we're pursuing, but I think right. you can have the same thing as a guy.
You could be picky as a guy if you want, and I've done that. You know that. We've had discussions.
You will not fuck a fat bitch, Harry.
I will not, no. Which is seems hypocritical, but then I remember, like, they don't give me any charity. Like,
no,
when a girl's not into you, she's not into you. So why shouldn't
I be? There's no reason to be
fucking picky.
There's no reason to be.
But you can be picky. But the point is that it's still, when you want to do that, it's a lot of work for the man to do it, because we have to pursue. It's just more work, infinitely, to get in that dating.
It's also
pool.
What you talk about is evolutionary.
I'm on the second level.
Hello? Hello, what's going on? Hello.
It's the same number that keeps calling. I don't think they have.
You should block them.
We should.
But even though your biological clock has stopped, mm-hmm. shout out to Mara. you don't lose those instinctual drives.
Right.
They're
right.
still there. Right. So moving on is what you do as right. this guy is not a viable mate choice, and so it's time to move on. I always use it. I don't know if you ever saw Species 2?
No.
Like, so it's,
I don't know if a lot of people saw Species 2.
Great movie. It's right
Species
there.
Species 87. Which, did you see that?
I watch it right after Ghost Dad. And
was that one of the seven movies you took that girl to?
Hello, who's this? Hello, what's going on?
Wait.
What's up? You're on the air.
All right, right on. And I have a question for Dante.
Yeah.
How does he choose what girl he might approach based on, does she give a signal that she's attracted, or does he just go cold, like, hey, I like you, I'm going to talk to you?
I go cold. If I like you, that's based on how I go after you. I don't wait for the signal, because I feel like if I can talk to her, then I can change her mind. If she's talking to me, if she runs, like if she screams and runs the other way, then she don't have a chance. But if she's talking to me, I can get her. But that's years of practice and years of, you know, understanding the cues and how to change different levels. And it's funny because I was actually talking to my nephew, and my nephew had this pickup line where he would go to a girl and he would go, you look like your breath smells. Right? And so I was hanging out, it was my mom's birthday, and my sisters were there, my aunts and stuff, and they were like, why would anybody talk to you? And I go, the point is not whether they would talk to you, the point is that he's saying something that...
antagonizes.
That would never, that no other guy would ever say.
Right.
So the guy, so now you go, so she was like, but if a guy said that, my aunt was like, if a guy said that to me, I would never talk to him. I go, yeah, he would. I go, but you have to engage it.
Right.
So it's almost like.
It doesn't mean that the whole point of that is not that pickup line endears you.
No.
But it sucks you into a conversation.
It's like, all I need is you to talk.
Even if all you say is, go fuck yourself, you are already in a conversation.
Well, here's the thing. It's this. So I was showing my aunt how I change levels on that. So if it's not, you look like your breath smells. Let me smell your breath. And the girl, if she goes, why? Then you could say, well, I wanted to see if your breath smelled or not, because maybe we might be making out later. Or if she says, no, get away from me. And you could go, oh, I'm sorry. You're just really attractive. And I didn't know how to approach you. And I just...
That's the only thing I could think of.
It's the only thing I could think of. My name is so-and-so. And she'll go, well, you should learn how to approach women. And got you.
That's it. Maybe you should teach me.
If she goes, if she's insecure about it, she goes, why does my breath smell? And you go, oh, maybe. Let's go buy some mints. Right? So there's different ways to, you know, but you have to have the ability.
Yeah, but you have a sweet delivery on that.
Hey, bitch, your breath stinks. So we fucking.
It's funny because Patrice did that. Patrice, we was in the supermarket, and he goes, "Bitch, you look like your breath stinks, right?" And she says, "What? You fat motherfucker." He was like, "Man, I'm sorry. I just liked you. I didn't know how to approach." Yeah. And she was like, "Well, you should learn how to." And he goes, "All right, give me a number." Oh, I've seen him. So look, we're in the supermarket. He goes, "Bitch, you got all them Cheerios and Apple Jacks. You must have 6 kids." She was like, "Nah, I don't have no kids. Fuck you, you fat motherfucker." And he goes, "Oh, you don't have no 6 kids? Really? Good, because we should, let's make some."
Good, because I don't like kids or whatever.
Right, whatever. But there's an answer to everything. Go ahead.
Oh, one thing is about changing levels. I talk to women like Rocky Balboa boxes. I just pretty much get my head beat in. Can you talk more about the changing levels part of it? Because I'm a single-minded engineering kind of idiot. I don't really.
So you're saying you're pragmatic. Harry, you want to take this?
Yeah.
well, what happens, I think what happens is if you have something that you say, whatever, you like pickup, we're talking about basic pickup. Pickup is the opening. Then after the opening, there's like a chatter, like mindless, meaningless banter that creates attraction. Then there's comfort. Then there's seduction. So there's 4 stages, right? So the... your opening is so that you get it, you can open, so that you start the conversation. The chatter has to kind of be playful, meaningless kind of chatter, just kind of playful flirting. And then you change gears and you make her feel comfortable because she, it's something that Mar was saying earlier is that, a woman has to be considerate about the fact that she's a woman and she doesn't want to get raped. I mean, that's a consideration as a man that we don't have to think about that. Mm-hmm. I think about it often. It never happens. Mm. So, I mean.
Shocker.
But,
almost try to rape you yet?
Nah, that's weird. Mm.
Who's trying to rape you, man? That's kind of a.
Well, whatever.
It would have to be like Brienne of Tarth. Try to rape you.
I like that big bitch.
Yeah. Like Brock Lesnar feels like, I kind of want something.
Yeah, but it's a situation where so whatever that pickup is, it's sort of like a flow chart. You have to practice that so that you have, every angle of that. So the only way you do that is it's kind of like how we write a joke. You write a joke and then you figure out what the punchline is and then you figure out, every angle of it. So the same thing happens.
Holds and counterholds in a weird way.
Right. So it's like if she's aggressive to what your opening is, you have to be able to handle that. If she's receptive, you got to know how to. Because you get sometimes a guy, you'll say something and she'll be like, wow, you're really attractive. And she'd go, "You are too." And then the guy goes, shit.
I haven't practiced this step yet.
I didn't go through. So, and then he'll freeze.
That'd be every time. I freak out. I go, this is going good. I'm going to fuck this up.
Well, then you have to have. Here's what's interesting is that, and this is what I don't understand. Guys get asked and get the same responses from women over and over again, and they don't have the answer. Like, even if you have a girl at your house, the girl is gonna go, I've never done this before, or I don't even know you, or you don't even know my name, or you don't know my favorite, what's my favorite color, or whatever. So you know what the test is when you're going in, but nobody studies the test. Why not have those answers before you go in?
And also don't say every time, "I'm gonna fuck this up." Visualize the win.
Right.
Go
right.
In there.
You're already saying that you're gonna lose, which is fucked up. I mean, but you are. The reality is that you're gonna make mistakes, and you can't. You have to go in it knowing that nobody's good at something right off. Nobody starts out being great at something right off. It takes practice. And mating intelligence is funny because now psychiatrists are looking at the ability of men people to get mates or to have sex. So there's like 10 different aspects of intelligence, geographical intelligence, spatial intelligence, different things. So now there's a whole nother aspect of it, which is mating intelligence, a guy who's able to get a girl in bed, which is it's a skill set that you have to practice. And if you don't practice, and that's why we say lay to 5 bricks is talk to 5 women a day. But it's not just lay to 5 bricks and talk to 5 women a day. It's learn from these interactions. Each one of these interactions is a lesson that you should learn from it, and you should take those fundamental lessons and then put them in your file cabinet so that you can reuse them again. I always say true wisdom is the understanding of underlying concepts, how it relates to situations that seem irrelevant but really are not. So once you learn fundamentally a rule, this cosmic and universal rule, you're able to apply it to every aspect of your life over and over and over and over again.
Dante, I got to cut you off there. Yeah. The program just reset, so give me a minute,
yeah,
and I'll get
sure.
us back up. Sorry about that.
Oh, for the whole show?
Yeah, no, we're good. We got the show.
1 second.
Okay, we are back. Sorry about that, Dante.
It's all right. But so I was saying, true wisdom is the understanding of underlying concepts, how they relate to situations that seem irrelevant but really are not. So that once you learn a fundamental universal law, cosmic and universal law, that law can be applied to everything that you do, and that's women and children and everything, because everything is so interrelated. So, but you got to practice it. And if you're not practicing, I mean, even with Pete, dealing with your woman and dealing with these kind of challenges, it's something that you have to practice, and you got to be diligent. We got another call.
Ben Payne.
It's weird that it says his name. Hi, Ben.
Hey,
Benny. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Ben?
Not too much, man. Hey, I got a real last question for you guys about this chick that I've been seeing for a little while.
Okay.
Drastically in love with her, okay?
Oof. Oh, mistake, but go ahead.
No, so drop it gorgeous. Drastic. She's got an ass like so one level below Scopo's ass.
I'm listening. You got my attention.
It's phenomenal. All right, so everything goes great for about a month or so. Everything's awesome. Everything's totally great. Nothing wrong. Nothing goes wrong. A month in, she gets scared and runs away, okay?
Okay.
And then she goes and runs around with her little friends and does her little thing for a minute and comes back to me at least 5 times by now.
Okay.
And it's confusing as fuck.
All right, stop.
Okay.
Okay, here's the first thing. You said that everything was perfect. Clearly, everything wasn't perfect because then she wouldn't have ran. A woman is a direct reflection of the guy that she's with. So
absolutely.
Where you thought that this was, you were creating this kind of comfort and this kind of safeness.
Yes.
That may have been the case, but that may not be of what she wanted.
That's kind of what she's saying too. It's, what is it that you think that she would need?
Well, I don't know her, so I can't really say. You have to be the guy. You're with her every day, so you have to be reading these signs. What I would say, first thing that I've noticed is if you're saying that she's gone, left you and come back, and left you and come back, the question is, where's your credibility for her allowing her to do that? If she can leave you and come back and leave you and come back every time, then what's her incentive to stay? When she could just do whatever the fuck she wants. You have
she
to
can
set
just
up
go when
because
she wants.
Goes out there and she finds all these different things that aren't me and realizes after she has her playtime that, okay, I was in the right spot the whole time.
Yeah,
and now
but
I'll come back.
My point is, why is there no consequence for the fact that she can put your life on hold, run around, do whatever the fuck she wants to do, and just come back?
Because I'm a broken man, Dante.
So that's the point. You got to, there has to be, if she thinks she can do that, then
I did get into it with her last night. Like, I really am like a very level-headed individual, but like last night I let into her about it and it just blew up into a fight and I haven't heard from her today.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're talking about it.
Yeah.
You're talking about it. Like, anytime you talk, if you go, listen, I'm not going to let you treat me like that, you have already let her treat you like that. What you're True. Ultimately saying is, the next time you do this, if you do this to me again, I'm going to give you a talking to again, which you've already lost your credibility. You have to take action and not talk about it. So when she calls you, you need to be unavailable.
Yeah, right now
that's the thing. I have been unavailable. She's been thinking that I don't have enough time in my life for her.
No. I mean, unavailable is why would you take? Why would you keep taking? You said she came back 5 times. Why would you just keep taking her back?
Oh, because of that ass, bro.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So what you're basically saying is you don't mind discounting your manhood because of the size of her ass. And that's if all your manhood is worth is a fat ass, then your manhood ain't worth much.
And a bunch of bitches got fat asses. She ain't the only one.
That is true.
It's true. That ass isn't the only thing. She really is. She's a good chick. She's not a good chick.
Here's what's interesting. She's not a good chick. Anybody that takes your time for granted, takes you for granted, leaves you, does whatever the fuck she wants to do, comes back and shows up whenever she wants to and expects you to take her back. And then when you go, hey, this is kind of fucked up that you treat me like a yo-yo, that's not a good chick.
She's an asshole.
Five times is a lot of times.
And you keep letting her come back. But why would she? Why wouldn't she come back?
She knows she can.
She knows exactly.
I knew this too. I really just fucking needed you guys to fucking kick me in the fucking asshole.
You gotta cut her off and then say, look. You don't even say anything. Just not be available. And then when she calls and she calls and she calls, let her call. And she should frantically call you. But here's the thing: you don't have any other options. That's why you're stuck on this chick. That's why you're afraid to lose. You're afraid to take the L. So what you're doing every time she comes back because you don't have any other options. Now, if you had two or three different options and trust me,
there's some options. This one is just like A++++.
Well, then you need to get.
But she's not A++.
She's not. She's treating you like shit.
Personality wise, not so much, but.
But that's huge.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's yeah. I don't understand why you would let somebody treat you like
from
that.
From the moment we took this call, the first thing you said, this chick is amazing. She's got a fat ass. She's got a great body. And I keep waiting for you. I go, I heard nothing about she's a good person. Later on, she's a good person.
I'm just focusing on the bad right now. I don't know. But
that's your description of her. We asked you to describe why you like this chick, and you went, she's got a fat ass. That's not enough.
Do you want a relationship or do you want sex?
See, that's the thing. We both went into it not intending for it to be an entire relationship, but
well, it seems like you changed your mind and she didn't.
And that's where that might stem why she's running.
She slowly grows attached to me, and then that in my mind triggers me thinking, oh, is this a relationship now? Should I have these responsibilities to do? Like, it just throws a whole monkey wrench into the scheme.
What do you want? Do you want it to be a relationship, or you just want to fuck?
Oh man, I really do want a relationship with her. Okay. I really do.
Why? Why do you want a relationship with her?
Because I can see it working in the future.
How do you see it working in the future? What about her makes this relationship? The fact that she doesn't give a fuck about your time, the fact that she leaves and comes back, the fact that she's younger than me, she's a kid.
Stop
making excuses. For her bad behavior.
I'm answering your questions,
You're not. You're making excuses for her bad behavior. I'm not really asking you a question. It's really rhetoric. What I'm saying, when I say, what do you like about her? The fact that she doesn't give a fuck about your time, you really think that I want an answer to that? No, there's no answer to that. The point is she doesn't give a fuck about your time.
Right.
She doesn't respect you. And if she doesn't respect you, why would you want to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't respect you?
I fucking love you, man.
I love you too, dude. We should have a relationship.
Yeah. I'm sorry, more connection than you.
But you know what? I got some shit I want to do, and I'll hit you back later. You've put this woman on a pedestal who's really not, all she has is a fat ass. Everything else that you're saying, she's a horrible person. Who treats somebody like that? Who treats somebody where they just put your life on hold while she goes and dibbles and dabbles and doesn't give a fuck that she's put you in a situation where you care about her and she cares about you, and then five times she goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You need to cut her off.
Hold on, we shut down.
Shut down.
I think we're still going, but...
The pipe's been cutting out.
Okay, but you need to get more options. If you think that this chick is bad, then you need to get three chicks just as bad as her that have the options, so that you can actually facilitate options, take care of yourself. But there's nothing about this person so far that you said is nice. She's an awful human being who treats you like garbage.
Makes everything better, dude. That's better than hearing my best friends give me that same exact advice.
It sounds like you're in an open relationship where you're the one being faithful.
Right.
And she's going and playing. And that's...
And a little bit of that. A little bit of that.
But and here's the thing. If you were
in a relationship for a month and then she gets scared of commitment and runs away, I think.
Yeah, well, then, listen, and nobody's scared. Here's the thing. If Brad Pitt called her up and said, hey, me and Angelina's not really working out. Why don't you and me fuck? Would she be in a relationship? Fuck yeah, because she see him as more valuable than herself, and she would take that opportunity. So you have to treat yourself like you're as important as that. Anytime a chick says, I don't want a relationship, you got to go, okay, well, you have to...
What
do you want? Yeah. And then not compromise what you want because you're not going to be happy with that.
If you want that's
understandable.
Yeah. If you want a relationship.
I don't think that this particular girl does have the things that I do need or want.
I don't know why you don't give a fuck. Why you even give a fuck? The point is,
that
she's
ass.
Not doing right. She's not doing. She's not giving you what you need. So you need
other
to
than move. Confusion.
Yeah, right. You need to move on. You need to move on. Yeah. But if you're gonna fuck, if you're gonna discount your manhood just so that you could fuck because she's got a fat ass, then your manhood ain't worth much. If you cherish your manhood and you protect it at all costs, you'll have no problem.
Crazy
getting
that. I was talking exactly the same thing last night. I told her, I was like, you doing this shit like breaks me down as a man. Like I can't keep letting
don't,
this happen.
And don't, stop don't, telling her
yeah,
that.
No. It's the worst thing you could do.
But that's just like what Lauren is saying is true. Now I'm gonna take y'all's advice.
But this is we're talking.
Lauren is having
strategy.
Flashbacks right now because you.
I'm already out there.
Lauren.
Yeah, she's already having flashbacks because it's just you're is this her, is even telling her you're breaking what
that's
don't tell her anything
yeah,
that, don't tell her nothing don't open up to her just fucking get over
that was my next plan.
Yeah,
is her stuff at your place or what's the
if
deal
if she comes back years down the road what would you guys advise then?
I don't even think about
I
that.
I would move on and get other options.
That ass okay. Though
but yeah
you know
you gotta move on. Yeah.
Is her stuff at your place, by the way, or no?
It's what?
Is her stuff at your place?
Oh, fuck no. Well, okay, I got good. A basketball goal on my wall with all the different chicks' panties that I fucked, and I think maybe a couple pairs of those are up there, but that's about
that's
it.
Fine.
Thanks
I
for
think,
putting that out there. Yeah. I appreciate you,
I think
motherfucker.
You
that. He got that
panties.
In. Yo, man, we got to go. It's weird. We're thanks for calling, bro. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you guys so much. Y'all be good.
Yeah, we're 2 hours in. Let's are we supposed to read something? Or are you gonna do that?
We got reads today or no?
No, we don't have any reads.
No, no reads.
The apps. You do our app.
Yes. Don't forget the app. YKWD has an app too. Yes.
$1.99 for premium members.
Yeah.
We have our live show goes behind the paywall. We have
all the archives.
All the archives. The first 10, the last 10 episodes are always gonna be free. It's the ones that are after that. We had to do the app. It's $1.99. It's cheap.
Yeah,
do it.
Do it. And you have the Beige Phillip app as well. We give 15 episodes free. Anything on the archive is behind the paywall. It's $1.99. Same thing for the app. You for any of the archives. We're gonna be doing some bonus content. Some I'm gonna be doing questions, email and questions on video behind the content and the live not the live show but the video we'll be doing live shows as well. Cop that app, y'all. That up. The Beige Phillips Show is my podcast. I really appreciate Bobby letting me come in and do this. I love Bobby
coming.
To death. Huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Chrissy.
I love you.
Wait, I don't know what I did with the bomb, Dan. I got to put it back.
Oh, yeah.
But,
we gotta let this place like we found
it. Scopo, you didn't get yelled at once today.
Oh,
how's
weird.
That feel?
It's weird.
So you want us to yell at you a little bit?
But I didn't fuck up, so I'm like, oh, did I fuck up?
Oh, that has nothing to do with getting yelled at. Your face has so much joy in it today. All the smiles. Miles in this place, man. Very weird.
Deepu, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing good, man. This was great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. What do we got to do? Let's
dates. About dates or anything?
Yeah. Lauren, what you got going on?
Well, you could just catch me at Lauren Kubera at Twitter or Instagram.
Scope.
July 30th, I'll be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie, New York. Come check that out. I'll be with Luis J. Gomez,
the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude. Whatever.
Man of
got.
A thousand nicknames. Yeah.
Mara, talk to me, baby.
You can find me at Stand Up New York this weekend and at New York Comedy Club on Sunday for Chicken Salad with Andrew Collin.
Yeah, shout out to Andrew.
Shout out to Andrew. Love him. Mm-hmm. And you can always find me at Mara America on everything.
Cool.
I have a TV show coming out tonight on True TV. It's called Greatest Ever. I'm just a part of the cast, and I'm a writer
on
it.
What kind of show is it?
It's a clip show hosted by Amanda Seals, and we pop over videos and make fun of it.
Nice.
So 10 p.m. Or 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome.
So watch that. And then the My Wife Hates Me, Would You Fuck Him?
Yeah.
Is on Sirius XM Satellite Radio that I was a part of.
Cool.
And Emily was a part of it. And
yeah, yeah. And you have one episode on my show on Bass Philip. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll post that. We post that again. Yeah. Oh, well, actually, it's in the archives.
It's in the archives. You got to get the app.
You got to get the app for that. Check.
But all the other episodes, again, 15 episodes are free. Just subscribe to iTunes. If this is your first taste of the show, is us coming over here. There's a lot more knowledge, a lot more ball busting. It's a good time, but yeah. A lot more info.
What you got going on, Hal?
You can go to my website, ihatecomedy.com. That's where my stuff is. Follow me at Harry Turjanian on everything else. I release videos and stuff on there, and so check that up.
Trey?
Yo, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Andre D. Thompson. Check my website, andredthompson.com. That's it.
Deepu?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu, and I just debuted
this is a little adorable name.
I just debuted this new video series. It's called The Dirty Immigrant Family Hour. It's on Twitter and Instagram, so check that out.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Oh, I forgot one other thing. Can I plug 2KW, this wrestling company that I'm doing work for? We're doing a show July 30th in the Bronx, so just go to 2KW Wrestling.
Doing announcing?
Yeah, I'm going to do some more ring announcing.
Wrestling.
Cool.
Bro.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's
I'm just going to read some of Bobby's dates, too.
Oh, Bobby has some
dates. He's currently in Aruba until the 8th. Of July.
Oh, I'm there next week if you want to come see me in Aruba. Okay. Fly down there.
Sure, why not? July 21st, 22nd, he'll be at Punchline Philadelphia. September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, he'll be at Laugh Boston in Boston.
You can check all my stuff at check out the podcast of Beige Philip, beigephilip.com. Cop the app, Beige Philip app on iTunes, and it's on Android as well. What else? My website, DanteNero.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. BeigePhilip.com has all the links for everybody who's on my show, Mara, Harry, and Andre. GYBB, get your balls back. BABB, be a better bitch. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. Yo, thanks for having me. Bobby, I love you, man. I hope you're having a good time. Stay safe. We are out of here. Peace.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.